The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready. And the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. KNZA 103.9 FM. Online at msesports.net. We now go live to the field for coverage of our featured game of the week.
A year ago to the day, the Linden Tigers gave the Centralia Panthers their final game of the 2020 season, beating the Panthers in the playoffs. Tonight, the Centralia Panthers have a chance for revenge as the Panthers at 8-2 play host to the Linden Tigers, who are 6-3 in the sectional round of the 2021 Class 1A playoffs. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Dustin Gosa. I am Johnny Kane. Seth Tollison taking care of us back at the studios. What a big matchup here tonight in Class 1A. It's basically the same exact story we saw last season. Last year, in the regular season, Centralia beat Linden 48-17. Then they met up again in the sectional round of the playoffs, but Linden won 26-14. This season, Centralia won 26-0 over Linden back in Week 7, and now tonight, again, in the sectional round here of the 1A playoffs, these two teams meet up for a chance to move on to the sub-state round next week, where they will get the winner of Jeff County North and Olpe in the sub-state championship to go to the 1A state championship game. So, Justin, look at this game. Obviously, we'll start with this. It is brisk. It is cold. The first true extremely, extremely cold game that we are going to have really here this season. And so you look at the wind. Wind really howling. It's going to blow from left to right here as we look at the field. But cold temperatures, the wind blowing, could be a factor here tonight, as it always is when the weather's starting, the temperature starts to really dip.
Yeah, and that's one thing about playoff football, John. You know, anybody can play in the regular season. We talked about, you know, when it's 70, 80 degrees outside, but, you know, these cold temperatures are really where the championship teams are made. And you said it right there. You know, the wind is howling, and, you know, it's a cool 32 degrees when the wind is, you know, kind of calmed down, but these brief, you know, huge gusts of winds that are coming in really making it chilly down here on the field. And I think, you know, once that starts to pick up, the wind starts to pick up, the kids start to get a little colder, you know, those hits seem to be a little bit harder. You know, the ball gets a little bit more slick. So when you look at it, I think this game is going to come down to protecting the football, you know, limiting turnovers on both sides of the field. And, you know, the team that can just outright gut it out is the team that's going to probably walk away with a win here tonight.
You look at this matchup here tonight. We'll start with Centralia. They are 7-2 overall, 8-2 with the buys they received in the opening round here of these 1A playoffs. Last week, a dominant win over Valley Heights, 41-0, held the Mustangs to just 61 total yards of offense last week. Ethan McNally had a big day as well, 4 total touchdowns. And then you look back at when Centralia beat Linden a few weeks ago. In Week 7, a 26-0 win, they held the Tigers to just 103 total yards of offense. So you look at tonight, the Panthers' defense is going to have to be big against this Linden Tiger team and this offense here of Linden. You look at what Linden does as they come into this game 6-3 overall under head coach Scott Jones. They do average 304 total yards of offense. They're pretty balanced. They run for 192 a game. They pass for 133. But the thing that Linden has struggled with this year, turnovers. They have thrown 7 interceptions this year alone from the quarterback spot. So that number alone, you got to think tonight, if Centralia can find a way to get a lead early and force Linden into passing situations, could be a difference here tonight. So Centralia under 16th-year head coach Larry Glassick, the legendary head man here of the Panthers, 149 wins, 149-45 in the career of Larry Glassick. You do the average on that, averages almost 9 wins a season, does Coach Glassick here at Centralia. So obviously, you look at this game, Justin, kind of contrasting in South, but you look at Centralia, you know, in the last few years and really all the years of Coach Glassick, run game, run game, run game. But you do have to respect the passing game of Centralia this year because Ethan McNally, he's thrown for 700 yards and 8 touchdowns this year. He throws for 85 yards a game. So that is something that really we haven't talked about the last few years at least, is just the fact that Centralia actually does throw the ball at a decent clip this year.
Yeah, with the Centralia offense, you know, over the past couple of years, like you said, they like to run the ball, and you knew what you were going to get out of them. But the team is always loaded. The roster is always loaded with athletes, you know, people who can get the ball, get out in open space, and take the ball 50, 60 yards a pop. But when you have a quarterback like Ethan McNally, you know, that is another part of the game that Centralia, you know, loves to have. They can use it when they need to. You know, they stick to the run game. You know, that's their bread and butter. But having a quarterback like Ethan McNally, being able to sling the ball around like he does, that is, you know, something that you have in your back pocket. You know, if you ever need a long third down conversion, or, you know, if you ever need one of those trick plays that ends up being a touchdown, We've seen him here in warmups. McNally's been throwing the ball all over the field from about 40 yards out. He looks warmed up, ready to go.
And that's not going to twist it. Centralia is still going to run the football. They average 255 yards per game on the ground, and that's going to be work out perfectly here for the weather here tonight. That's the exact offense that you want to run. So it should shape up to be a fun game tonight. Hope you stay tuned with us. Should be a good one here in Class 1A. We're going to step aside. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from head coach Larry Glastic of the Panthers as our pregame show rolls along here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Welcome back inside our pregame show as we get set for our featured game of the week here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny came back with you. Joining me now, Larry Glastic, head coach of the Centralia Panthers. He has led the Panthers this year to a 7-2 record, and Centralia now getting set to take on Linden coming up tonight in the Class 1A sectional round. Coach, let's start with this, though, and go back to last week. Really good win there in the playoffs against Valley Heights, a 41-0 victory for your guys. You only give up 61 total yards of offense, so obviously the defense played pretty well. But overall, what were just your thoughts on that really solid victory for your guys last week and a bounce back win?
Yeah, I thought so. You know, second time we played them, Johnny. You know, so playing teams twice is always a challenge. But you know, our kids were focused. I thought they had a great week of practice. I thought they, you know, mentally were prepared, physically were prepared, and you know, Valley Heights is a tough team. They run that double dive offense, and you got to be assignment sound on that. You miss, and you know, it's a score, and you know, we got a great tailback, and we were able to hold him, you know, hold his yardage down. So, you know, yeah, offensively, kids moved the ball, but you know, overall, pretty good football game.
Now, how just big was that for your guys for the simple fact of bouncing back from that tough loss to Wabunsee you had the week before, the 45-40 loss there to Wabunsee? Just how big was that for you to see from just the standpoint of the way your guys did bounce back after that loss?
Yeah, coming off, and then we had a bye, you know, with that, and you know, so we had 2 weeks of practice that we could really work on some things, and you know, kids were hungry, you know, they enjoy playing football on Friday nights, and you know, missing one there kind of made them a little bit, I guess, more hungry, but anyway, they played well, they were ready and focused.
And you look ahead here to now this game against Linden, but just overall, when you look at this season, I know overall, obviously, the run game has been going pretty good, averaging around 280 yards per game on the ground. But to me, I look at the passing game has evolved a little bit. You've got Ethan McNally there at quarterback. He's thrown for over 700 yards this year. Do you feel like that is something that your offense that has really evolved here this season is just being able to throw the football when you've needed to?
Yeah, that does help when you can be two-dimensional, you know, and Ethan's done a great job for us. He's gotten better. You know, kind of played a little bit off and on quarterback last year, and really took off this year. You know, he's been injured in the past, and you know, just happy for him having a good year. You know, being healthy and whatnot. But yeah, offensive line's doing a great job of blocking for us and blocking for Ethan, and he's hitting his targets.
And you look at tonight's matchup now with Linden, obviously a rematch from a couple of weeks ago back in Week 7, which was a 26-0 victory for your guys. You've seen them quite a bit. You saw them twice last year. You got them in the regular season. They got you in the playoffs. So what do you look at here with this matchup with Linden? What do you try to take from just this first time around? Because as you mentioned, it is very tough to beat a team twice in a season, and especially here in the playoffs as well. So what do you try to take, if anything, from that first meeting back in Week 7?
Yeah, anytime you play somebody twice in a season, it's challenging, and you know they're going to make adjustments, and we're going to make adjustments. And I thought the first game we played them here, I thought our kids played pretty well, and you know, defensively, and you know, offensively moved the ball, happened last year, you know, and they came in a playoff game and we had beat them the first time. And, you know, so, again, I think our kids are focused, you know, have had a good week of practice this week and you know, they're ready to go.
Yeah, talking about that from last year, you know, the way your guys were able to get them in the regular season, and then they ended up getting you guys in the playoffs, is there revenge on your guys' minds here heading into this game? Because I know you had the 26-0 victory a couple of weeks ago, but after they ended your season last year, do some of those guys still just have that revenge on their mind, knowing that, you know, that Linden was the team that ended their season a year ago?
Well, yeah, a lot of those, you know, a lot of these juniors played last year, and you know, remember, you always remember the team that ended your season, you know, and you know, so our kids are, you know, again, they're hungry and they're ready to play football on Friday night.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. We appreciate it. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon. Good luck tonight. All right, Coach, thank you. Larry Glatzik, head coach of the Centralia Panthers, joining us on our pregame show. Take another time out. We'll come back with more pregaming. It's set for kickoff between Linden and Centralia here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back here to Centralia, Kansas. We're just about set for tonight's Class 1A sectional contest between the Panthers and the Linden Tigers. Johnny came back with you. Dustin Gosa alongside of me. Seth Tollison taking care of us back at the studios. Our pregame show was brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Visit them online at www.rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Looking at the bracket here in Class 1A, the top of this bracket, Opie just continues to roll along. They are 10-0 on the year. Again, another shutout last week, winning 35-0 over Jackson Heights. They've given up 12 total points all year on defense, and I think if I remember right, it was like 45 points total the last 2 years. But Opie has given up defensively, so a lot of people expect Opie to continue to move on into the sub-state round next week. But Jeff County North, we saw them last week, a 48-8 win over Troy. That should be a pretty good matchup there at the top of this 1A bracket. Then still on the east side, we've got Centralia and Linden here tonight in our game. And then you look at the bottom here of Class 1A. Edmonds 10-0. They play Conway Springs, who's 8-2. And then you've got Sedgwick, their passing attack. They are 10-0, and they play Smith Center, who's 9-1. That might be one of the games around the entire state tonight between Smith Center and Sedgwick. But that is the teams remaining and the eight that are left in Class 1A here in 2021. We've got three more area teams in action tonight around the area. You look over in Holton in Class 3, a big one. They are 10-0, and they play 10-0 Girard here to get underway. You can watch that game over on the Holton Channel, actually kicking off right now on the Holton Channel at MSESports.net. Jeff County North, as mentioned, at Opie, and then Axtell in 8-man Division 2 on the road at Waverly. That's our game over on 92.1. KMZA. So with that, we are just about set to go here in our game as Linden has just made their way onto the field. I'm trying to keep tabs of Holton and Girard here on my laptop, but Linden has just come onto the field, so we are waiting the meeting at the 50-yard line to see who will get this football game underway. But Dustin, we talked about a little bit earlier, the weather playing a factor tonight. These two teams, again, know each other very, very well. They played just a few weeks ago. So you look at this game, and I don't want to be cliche and say, you know, that it's going to come down to turnovers and things like that, but realistically in the playoffs and in a game like this where you know each other so well after playing, you know, this is the fourth time they'll play in the last 2 years, you got to just talk about that. But it is probably going to come down to who can make the least amount of mistakes.
Yeah, and it's games like that where, you know, you could have one team that is better than the other team, but when you know each other so well, they kind of sets up as a rivalry. You never really know, especially when the stakes are this high, you know, the weather playing a factor, you never really know what you're going to get out of both of these teams. And, you know, if you're the Centralia faithful, you're just hoping that history does not repeat itself here tonight.
I think the key to a game like this is getting off to a fast start, because especially with the weather like this as well, getting off to a fast start, getting that confidence, especially being a playoff game as well where it's win or go home, you got to feel like that's a big thing.
Yeah, you know, just starting off hot, like you said, you know, really, you know, gets the crowd going, you know, gets the team going on both sidelines. And so when you start off slow, you know, you start to get that little anxiety kind of build up. You know, we're running out of time, When you start off, you know, like you said, right out of the gates, go down, score a touchdown, you know, get some points on the board, it kind of relaxes you a little bit, lets you kind of get down, settle into what you need to get into. And I think you're spot on, John, with, you know, whichever team starts off the hottest right here, I think it's going to continue to hold the lead, and, you know, we'll see where it goes from there going into the second half.
Linden has won the toss. They've elected to defer their choice to the second half, so Centralia is going to start with the football. Centralia in their road black uniforms, black tops and bottoms, white numerals, trimmed in orange, black helmets as well for the Panthers, while for Linden in their road white tops, black bottoms, black numerals, trimmed in orange, black helmets with orange trim. So Centralia will go from right to left in our opening quarter. Linden will go from left to right. And we are ready for football here in the sectional round of the Class 1A playoffs. Should be a fun one here tonight. Again, Larry Glassick, the head coach of the Panthers, his 16th season. Scott Jones, the head man of the Linden Tigers. Linden averages 304 yards of offense per game. While Centralia, they average 304 yards of offense per game. So pretty even matchup when you look at it. And again, a 26-0 victory for Centralia back in week 7. But it was Linden who got the playoff victory a year ago after Centralia took the game in the regular season. So the Panthers have revenge on their mind, looking to pick up a big victory and move on to the sub-state game coming up next week. So with that, we are set to go for the Panthers. They will have Marshall Tanking back deep along with Jared Blaha. And Linden will tee the football up with Cesar Aguilar Camps, a 5'6", 150-pound senior. So the Panthers again operate from right to left. They're ready for the opening kickoff. 12 minutes are on the clock. Dustin, I'll have to have you give your weather report here before we run our first play on offense after this kickoff. And it is not going to be a pleasant weather report to give, but it is playoff football, and with that, we are ready to go. Air underway, a low line drive kick will be fielded by Blaha at his own 20-yard line. Coming up the 25, rolls over a man to the 28-yard line, and that's where Centralia will start their opening drive of the night.
So you talked about the weather report, John. I will just run through real fast. 33 degrees here at kickoff tonight with a 15-mile-an-hour wind coming out of the northwest. Feels like 23 degrees, and it's only going to get colder. You know, we're hoping the wind kind of dies down a little bit, but, you know, like you were just talking about, 23 degrees. Sounds like playoff football in November, doesn't it?
First and 10 for Centralia from their own 29-yard line. The ball will be spot on the left hash. Ethan McNally is the quarterback for the Panthers. Jared Blaha in the backfield. This is going to be McNally on the opening play. He'll hit the line of the left side and be shoved back. Maybe got a yard at the 30-yard line, but that is it. They'll set up a second down and 9 here for the Panthers. McNally on the year has run for over 1,000 yards, 19 touchdowns. He averages 113 yards per game. McNally, again, has also thrown for 700 yards this year, 770 through the year, 8 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions. And he lines up on second down and 9 from the 30-yard line. Football spotted along the left. Ash McNally takes it, keeps it up the middle. Goes right over the right guard and powers forward to the 33-yard line. He'll gain 3 yards and set up now a third down at about 5.
Ethan McNally with the carry. This time he is brought down by Ryan Allen.
So a third down and 5 coming up here for the Panthers as we're 1 minute into the game on our opening possession. Again, the Panthers operate from right to left.
Third and
5. Jared Blaha is the other tailback there, back there with McNally. He's rushed for over 600 yards this year with 5 touchdowns. Third down and a long 4, close to a short 5. Football spotted at the 33-yard line. This will be a play to the right side
Jared Blaha with
to give to Jared Blaha, but he's tackled behind the line, maybe even lost a yard. And he did lose one, so it'll bring up now a fourth down and long five, maybe six. And so it'll be a punt coming up for the Centralia offense.
And what a play right there by the Linden defense. Caston Wars with the tackle. He was not fooled at all by the misdirection in the backfield. Easy tackle. Forcing the three and out right there.
Jalen Massey, Trey Basil back deep to receive this punt. Wobbly kick that'll bounce at the 45-yard line. Take a Centralia roll inside of the 35 down to the 30-yard line. So that is where Linden will start their opening drive here of this 1A sectional game. Linden again averages 304 yards of offense per game. They run for 192, pass for 133. They're led by senior quarterback, 6'285-pounder Darian Massey. He's thrown for just under 1,000 yards with 13 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Throws for 111 yards a game. He's also run for 111 yards this year with 5 scores. Two receivers split to the right, one to the left on 1st and 10 from just across the 30-yard line. Jalen Massey is a tailback to the right. Oh, Massey, this is going to be Jalen on a run to the right side. He's hit immediately and slammed down for maybe a yard as the left side of that Centralia defense was able to get the stop. Brody Grossnickel was there on the stop initially for the Panthers. He has 39 tackles on the year. No gain on that play to bring up second and a long nine, close to 10.
Second down 10 for the Tigers.
Well, ball spotted right between the hashes just across the 30-yard line. 9:21 to go in the opening quarter. No score. Linden on their opening drive. Massey in the shotgun. It's on a man in motion from right to left. This will be Massey. This is Jalen over the left tackle. Again, hitting the line, going nowhere, maybe a yard. And that is it for Jalen Massey. And that's going to bring up now a third down and long. We'll call it third and about 9, maybe 8 here for the Tigers.
That is something you love to see here by the Centralia defense early. A lot of gang tackling, a lot of, you know, 3, 4, 5 Panthers in on the tackle. They're not allowing this Linden offense to break it to the outside, forcing a long third down right here.
Third down and 9 coming up for the Tigers. Evan Forburn is going to split out here on the near side all by himself. Two receivers split left. Made in motion from left to right. Darian Massey back to throw. He's going to throw a ball deep over the middle. Has a man open. It's Forburn. He's going to break it free. 30-yard line, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers. 69 yards on the pitch and catch from Darian Massey to Evan Forburn. And Linden strikes first.
Just a breakdown in the defense. One of those plays where the corner broke on the ball a little too early. Floated right over his head. Receiver just took it to the house right after that.
So now Linden will try the extra point. 8:26 to go in the opening quarter. The Tigers were shut out the first time around against Centralia back in week 7. But on their first possession tonight, they find Pater. And now they will go for 2. Darian Massey, again, the quarterback, stands in the shotgun. Two receivers split right, one to the left. This is going to be Jalen Massey along the left side. He's hit immediately and slammed back. And the two-point try is no good. So with that, we have our first timeout. 8:26 to go in the opening quarter. It is Linden 6, Centralia nothing. We'll take a break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
KNZA.
Well, all it takes is 3 plays for Linden to strike first. A 68-yard touchdown pass from Darian Massey to Evan Forburn. It only takes a minute and 29 seconds off the clock. That drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Quick score update as well. Holton leads Girard 7-0 with 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter there, and Holton does have the football. That score brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? So 8:26 to go in the opening quarter, and Centralia will get the football back as Aguilar the football teed up. The short swift kick is going to be fielded by an up man, and he'll just fall on it at the 37-38-yard line. That was Ethan McNally. He recovers it at the 38-yard line. So good field position to start this drive for Centralia. They went 3-and-out on their opening possession. So they'll have it 1st and 10 from their own 38-yard line. 8:25 to go.
I'm interested to see how they respond here, John. You talked about starting off hot. That was exactly what Linda did here. Going to see what Centralia does.
Direct snap. Drew Gibbs keeps it up the middle, running it right over the right guard for a couple of yards across the 40-yard line. They'll give him all the way to the 43-yard line. So that'll be a solid pickup of about 4 yards on first down. Gibbs is a guy that has 31 carries coming into this game for 136 yards and a touchdown. He's done most of his work through the air, 15 receptions for 227 and 3 scores. McNally on a quarterback run up the middle. He's hit initially, then breaks free. Now he's going to go 40-yard line, 35-30, to the 20, the 15, 10-5, touchdown Panthers. A 57-yard rushing touchdown and a big answer for the Panthers here in quarter number one. Touchdown number 20 on the year for Ethan McNally, and what a great job to not only take the contact but stay on his feet and find Pater. It's exactly what the doctor ordered if you're Centralia. So now the Panthers will line up for the extra point. This is Brock Reineke who will try the PAT. He is 18 of 27 on the year. On extra points, this one is wide right. So the PAT is no good, and with that, we have a tie game. 7:44 to go in the opening quarter. We're knotted up at 6 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life Care Center in Seneca is a great place to work. Their average employee has been with them 10 years plus. Right now, they have a hiring bonus available, and you'll find increased wages. They pay an incentive of $110 for COVID vaccine completion, and they pay for your flu shots. Most of their positions have flexible schedules. Life Care Center in Seneca is hiring right now. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. That's 785-336-3528.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, that was a quick answer. 2 plays, 41 seconds, and a 57-yard touchdown run by Ethan McNally. To tie the game up at 6 here in the opening quarter with 7:44 to go. And Johnny came back with you. Dustin goes alongside of me. And, well, I was, Dustin, you talked about seeing how Centralia was going to answer after Linden went down on 3 plays and scored. And that's exactly how you draw it up if you're Centralia.
Yeah, and we talked about how big of an athlete, you know, Ethan McNally is, especially throwing the ball through the air. But his running ability, he ran a simple QB sneak there and, you know, took it 60 yards to the house. So that's just how dangerous he is as soon as he gets out of the pocket.
Short kick that's going to be fielded by that man at the 31-yard line. He calls for a fair catch. And so Trey Basil pulls it in, and the Tigers will have it 1st and 10 from nearly the same exact spot they scored on their opening drive. They'll have it at the 32-yard line. So now Centralia, see if they can get a stop defensively after answering that touchdown by Linden. 1st and 10 for the Tigers from their own 32. Ball splits the hashes. Two receivers split to the near side as Linden operates from left to right. Two running backs in the backfield along with Darian Massey. Jalen Massey to his right. And now Centralia jumps off sides. They'll blow the whistles dead. So there's our first penalty of the night.
Flags come out.
Well, the defensive lineman for Centralia jumped offside, so it'll be 5-yard penalty against the Panthers, and they'll spring up now a 1st and 5 for the Tigers. 7:42 remaining in the opening quarter, and we're tied at 6. A couple of big scoring plays here so far in this opening frame. 1st and 5 now for the Tigers. Two receivers split each way. Man in motion, that's Forburn from right to left. They'll give it to him on a jet sweep. He tries to bounce it outside, getting to the edge. Now getting a first down across the 40-yard line all the way up near the 45. A solid run by Forburn. That's a run of 7. They'll give him 7 yards of the 44.
Tigers.
So Forburn has had a couple of big plays here early on for the Tigers.
Yeah, and just one more broken tackle, and it looked like he was going to take that one to the house there, Johnny.
He's been the guy that's made the big play so far for the Tigers. He'll split out as a wide receiver to the left side on first and 10 from the 44. Football spotted near the left hash. Darian Massey back to throw. He's looking left side the entire way. Now comes back to the right side. It's knocked around, and it's going to be picked off. Presley Bowers at the 50-yard line to the 45 on the return 40. 35-yard line up the sideline. Still on his feet at the 20. All the way down to the 15-yard line where he's yanked down there. That's the big play that Centralia needed. And it was Presley Bowers picking up his 7th interception of the season.
What I loved about that was the athleticism by Presley Bowers. Not only, you know, getting the defense right there, but swatting the ball away and then going to get it. And then, you know, the yards after, that was the biggest thing right there. You know, not just settling for the interception, taking it as far down the field as he can, setting the Panthers up for great field position deep in Linden territory.
36-yard return for Bowers on the interceptions. Now first and 10 for the Panthers inside of the 15-yard line. This is McNally on first and 10 right up the middle, hits the line and falls forward for maybe 2 yards. They'll give him to about the 12-yard line, closer to the 10. And so that'll be a solid game, about 4 for McNally on first down. .640 remaining in the opening quarter. Again, we're tied at 6. Centralia, just after the interception, has it second down and 6. Just outside of the 10-yard line. This is Blaha straight over the right guard. He'll get inside of the 10-yard line down to about the 8. A hard-nosed run by Blaha. He'll gain a couple of yards to get inside of the 10 and set up a 3rd and short, 3rd and about 4.
Panthers.
3rd down and 4 from the 8-yard line coming up for Centralia. Again, the Panthers operate from right to left. McNally in the backfield waits. He's going to spin, grow right up the middle, roll over a defender near the 5-yard line, inside of the 5, down to about the 4. It's going to be close to a first down. I think he's going to be about a half a yard short. It's just going to depend on the spot. And right now they're calling it 4th down, but the referee is going to blow his whistle when he wants to bring the chains in to give a look at it. So they'll bring the chains in and see if it is a first and goal or if it's 4th down and a couple of inches. Clock stop, 5:47 to go in the first quarter. They'll set the chains down, stretch out. It is going to be a first down.
First down for the Panthers.
So needed 4, got 4. McNally moves the chains, and now Centralia with a first and goal from inside of the 5-yard line at the 4.
On the board.
McNally has had a great start to this game. 5 carries, 70 yards. Majority of those came on that 57-yard scamper on the second drive of the game for the Panthers. First and goal from the 4. The football spotted along the left hash. McNally and Blaha, the 2 in the backfield. This is going to be Blaha over the right side. He bounces inside of the 5. Still rolling along the right side, trying to get near the goal line. He'll get to about the 2 or 3 and then get shoved back. And he'll be able to gain 2. Looks like it'll be just outside of the 1-yard line.
3-yard gain, second and goal.
So second and goal now from the 1. McNally and Blaha again, the 2 in the backfield. McNally takes the snap. He just runs it straight forward, dives over the top of the pile, and he's in for the touchdown. His 2nd rushing touchdown of the night, and the Panthers take their first lead with 4:57 to go in the opening quarter. Talked about McNally being athletic. That was a very athletic play there, just taking a jump over the pile. Only needed about a yard. That would have given Centralia the lead here with just under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. now. See if the Panthers decide to go for two after missing that first extra point. And they are going to leave the offense out there and go for two. Waha to the left of McNally. Wait the snap. McNally running to the right side, trying to cut it back inside, looking to get the edge. He's near the goal line, but they're going to mark him just short. So McNally did not get there, and the two-point try is no good. We have a timeout, 4:57 to go in the first quarter. It is Centralia 12, Linden 6. We'll take a break. Come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A couple of quick score updates. 12-6 Centralia here, but Axtell with a 14-0 lead over Waverly in the first quarter. Also, Holton leads Girard 14-0 with 1:22 to go in the first quarter of that game. You can watch the Holton-Girard game on the old channel at msesports.net. You can listen to Axtell Waverly on 92.1 KMZA. Four teams in our local area is still alive here in the sectional round of the playoffs throughout the state. See if we can get a JC and Opie score here at some point. Complete our four area teams.
Panthers will kick off to the Tigers.
A drive by Centralia, five plays. Goes just 14 yards in just under 2 minutes. And Ethan McNally scores for the second time here in the opening quarter. Brought to you by Wilson Tire, when selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson in Holton. Here's a short end-over-end kick. Going to be fielded and actually fall forward. It's going to be close to being recovered by Centralia, but I think Linden was able to jump on it right about the 30-yard line, and they were near disaster for the Tigers. Ethan Ramey on the recovery for Linden, but the ball just smacked at about the 25-yard line and then checked up and spun backwards at about the 31. So first and 10 for the Tigers from the 31-yard line. And in motion from left to right, Darian Massey gives it off to Jalen over the right guard. He'll push his way forward to about the 34-yard line. Just shy of the 35 for a gain of about 3.5. Sets up 2nd and 7 now for the Tigers. 4:35 to go, and the clock tuning to roll with a minute gone by. Another 1A game taking place. Sedgwick and Smith Center tied 7-7 in the first quarter. That I talked about it earlier, should be a pretty good one. We expect it to be here tonight. Here's a jet sweep give to Ramey over the right side. A flag flies, and then a big tackle for Centralia as Trenton Talley had a big hit. And a flag down at the 36-yard line. Going to call a hold on Linden. Now, I would imagine that Centralia will probably accept this, move them back to 10 yards. Also, this will be the first penalty of the night on Linden. The second penalty total here this evening. So this will make it now 2nd and about 15 or so from back of the 26-yard line. Linden going from left to right. 4:05 to go in the first quarter. Centralia leads 12-6. Darian Massey in the shotgun. Jalen Massey is tailback to the right. Darian to throw. Looks to the right side. Throws to the right side. It's Fairburn. It's right through his hands, and it falls incomplete. One of them got back to the original line of scrimmage at least, but falls right through his hands. And they'll break up now at 3rd and 15.
Right there, a lucky break there for Linden as Presley Bowers almost had his second interception on the night. As soon as the ball went through the wide receiver's hands, he was right there, dove for the ball, but just came up, you know, just missed his fingertips, but you know, 7 interceptions on the year, John. He is dangerous in the secondary.
So now it's forcing Linden in pretty much an obvious passing situation. They're going to send trips receivers and bunch them up to the near side. Single receiver to the left, third down and 15. Ball spotted at the 26-yard line. Darian Massey to throw. Clean pocket, throws the ball back over the middle. It's going to be picked off again. This is Trenton Tallied to the 25-yard line. Bricks it outside of the 15 to the 10. Going near the corner, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds down just inside of the 5-yard line. But the second interception for the Centralia defense tonight is going to set them up first and goal from inside of the 5. And I think there is a flag down from right where Tally was bumped out of bounds. And here comes the referee to give us the signal. It's going to be a legal block in the back on the return against the Panthers. So instead of first and goal from the 4, they'll move it back with 3:43 to go in the opening quarter. But the second interception by the Centralia defense here in quarter number 1.
And how well have they been playing after giving up that huge play to Linden at the start of the first quarter? You know, ever since then, they've just been tough as nails, 2 interceptions. You know, they are really, you know, they didn't start off the hottest, but the defense has really flipped the light switch on.
That is the 14th interception of the year for the Centralia defense. They have 21 takeaways total on this 2021 campaign. First and 10 from the 12-yard line. McNally will spin, keep it straight up the middle, bounces it down close to the 5-yard line. They'll mark him down at about the 7. And they'll gain a solid 5 on first down. Give him 4 yards to set up second down and 6. So after a tough start to this game, more resilience by the Panthers to come right back. 2 big interceptions, setting up short fields. Now we'll see if they can cash in for the second straight time. Second and 6 from about the 7. Again, McNally, actually take that back. This is to Blaha. He dives forward. All over the right side, gets inside of the 5-yard line, down to about the 4, maybe closer to the 3. And they'll mark him about 2 yards short of a first down.
That's how I've always liked to judge how good these misdirection offenses are, John. You know, when it fools us up here in the press box, you can only imagine what the linebackers are thinking down there on the field.
Granted, it doesn't take a whole lot to fool me, but we'll talk about that. Third down and about 2 here for the Panthers. Football spotted about the 4. Here's McNally just straight up the middle, powers his way forward. He's got a first down, I believe. He's short of the goal line. No, they're going to say touchdown. Referee came sprinting in from the near side and just put his hands up, said touchdown very late. But it's a 4-yard rushing touchdown for Ethan McNally, already his 3rd rushing touchdown of the first quarter. What a response by the Panthers. Going up that long pass play on the opening drive for Linden, but bouncing back 2 interceptions. Setting up short fields, and the Panthers have cashed in both times. So now they will try for 2. Nally takes the snap. He's going to be reversed. Here's Trenton Talley on the reverse, trying to cut it back inside. Runs over a man near the goal line, and he is going to be in. Good hard run by Trenton Talley, and he tacks on the 2-point conversion. So with 2:25 to go in the opening quarter, it is now Centralia 20, Linden 6. We'll take another timeout. We'll come back on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Another short field, another quick drive, and another Ethan McNally rushing touchdown. 3 plays, 12 yards, a minute 18 is all it takes. McNally has his 3rd rushing touchdown of the night. Centralia leads 20-6 with 2:25 to go in the opening quarter. Johnny came back with you just to go sit alongside of me, and Seth Thompson taking care of us back at the studios. Quick score update. Opie leads Jeff County North 14-0. Axtell on top 22-0 over Waverly. They've scored on their first 3 possessions of the game. Those scores brought to you by Hotels Auto House in Fairview. Another high short kick. This will be fielded by Forburn at the 30-yard line. Tries to bounce it outside. He gets to 35. The ball pops free. Both teams fighting for it. And I think they're going to say Linden jump back on it. They do, right at the 35-yard line. That's a couple of times, though, on kickoffs that Linden has flirted with disaster.
Field by Evan Pierborn. Tigers first and 10 on their own 35.
So first and 10 coming up for Linden from their own 35. They've thrown interceptions on back-to-back drives. And I'll start with a three receiver set to the left side, single receiver to the near side, and Jalen Massey to the right of Darian Massey on first and 10. Centralia showing blitz, man in motion from left to right. This is Darian Massey looking to run the option. He's going to keep it himself. Not a nice fake to the 40-yard line. He runs over a man and spins forward to the 44. Really good fake by Darian Massey. He'll pick up about 8 yards on first down to make it second and 2. The best rushing play we've seen tonight for Linden here. And right now we're having some clock issues. And now it's fine, back under a minute 50 to go here in the opening frame. Second and 2 from the 43-yard line. This is a give to the left side. And cutting it outside now, trying to cut it back inside is Ethan Ramey. He'll get near the first down. It's going to depend on the spot. I think he got it across the 45-yard line. And they are going to give him enough for a first down. So that'll move the chains here for the Tigers.
We talked about how athletic Ethan McNally is on offense, but defense, he's come up huge. Two big hits. So far on this drive alone, so he's getting it done on both sides of the field. John.
First and 10 for the Tigers, just across the 45-yard line. Tigers operate from left to right. Massey now going to go under center, three guys in the backfield. It'll be a straightaway give up the middle to Jalen Massey. He'll only get a couple of yards as he goes over the right guard of the 47-yard line. 2 yard pickup. Sets up second and 8. Under a minute to go now in the opening quarter. Centralia leads 20-6. Gave Massey just a yard there on first down, so second and 9 coming up for the ball spotted near the left hash. Massey back in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off to Jalen. Left side, he is demolished right at the line of scrimmage. Hammered and shoved back as Drew Gibbs came flying up and just hammered Jalen Massey right at the line of scrimmage for no gain on the play, setting up third down at 9.
And he is hit by Drew Gibbs, number 5, number 38, Brock Reineke.
We've seen some big hits by the Centralia defense. Gibbs with 32 tackles on the season. McNally leads the group with 54 on the year. Brody Grossnickel with 38 on the campaign. 6 seconds to go as Linden tries to get a playoff. Third down and 9. Massey's just going to look at the scoreboard. He's going to let it run off, and that'll be it for the first quarter of play here in this 1-8 sectional game. One quarter in the books. The Panthers off to a good start. Centralia 20, Linden 6. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back with second quarter action here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
KNZA.
Couple of quick score updates. Holton leads Girard 22-0. Last check, Axtell was up 22-0 as well over Waverly, and here it is 20-6. Centralia leads Linden. Start of the second quarter, empty backfield set on third down and 9. Now Jalen Massey in motion from left to right. This is Darian Massey on a quarterback keeper over the 50-yard line, runs over a man and gets close to a first down, but he's going to be about a yard and a half short to the 46.5-yard line.
Darian Massey with the keeper.
He'll gain 7 yards, but it'll be about a yard and a half. I'll actually call him a full 2, almost 3 yards short of the first down here for the Tigers. Right now, the offense looking like it's staying out there on a fourth down and a long 2-play coming up. Offense staying out there right now. Darian Massey in the shotgun, Jalen to his left. Fourth down and a long 2. They're going to run it. A give to the right side to Massey, trying to bounce it outside, and he's going to be thrown back. Not even close. Jared Blaha records the stop back on the Panthers' side of the field at the 49-yard line. They're going to mark it all the way back, actually, at the Linden 48. What a big stop by Jared Blaha in this Centralia defense. As good as this Centralia defense is, Dustin, I'm not a big fan of Linden trying to run anything to the outside. I would have liked to probably see almost like they did on third down and just run straight up the middle against this very quick and athletic Centralia defense. Nonetheless, first and 10 now for the Panthers from the Linden 48. Here's McNally with blockers up front to the right side, breaks free to the 40-yard line, spins around and gets close to a first down to the 37-yard line of the Tigers. It'll depend on the spot whether this will be a new set of downs for the Panthers, and our referee already signals, yes, a first down pickup of 10 yards.
I had mentioned it before the game, John. You know, with Centralia, they reload with so many playmakers on the team. You know, we've talked about Ethan McNally all night, but then you talk about Jared Blaha right there with the huge stop. Turns around, you know, he's an offensive, you know, power as a running back, too. So there's so many different ways they can get the ball and so many ways that they force turnovers on offense and defense.
Here's Blaha over the right tackle, puts his head down, runs forward inside of the 35-yard line of the 33. That'll be a gain of 4 yards on first down to bring up second and 6. 10:35 to go in the second quarter. 20-6 is the lead for Centralia. Panthers got 2 interceptions in the first quarter, set up short field, and only needed a couple of plays to score each time.
And this team is absolutely dangerous when they have the lead, John.
Everybody in tight. This is going to be just a direct snap up the middle. And rushing forward to the 31-yard line. I think that was Drew Gibbs. It was to the 31 for a gain of 2. To set up now a third down and about 4.
On the tackle, Caden
Massey. So third down and 4 coming up here for the Panthers, under 10 minutes to go in the opening half. McNally back in the shotgun, Blaha to his left. Also got Gibbs in there tight. It's just going to be McNally over the right side. He's got blockers in front, but he's going to be taken down right at the 30-yard line. Good open field tackle by Trey Basil. It's only going to be a gain of 1 yard, and it's going to bring up fourth down, call it fourth and about 2.5, closer to 3.
Fourth down and 2 for the Panthers.
And they'll call it closer to about 4th and 2 here for Centralia. And again, they'll leave the offense out there, which is no shock. Football spotted just inside of the 30-yard line of Linden on the right hash, and Centralia now operates from left to right. McNally awaits the snap, Blaha to his left. Linden nearly jumps off. Now Centralia, a long wait, look back over to the sideline, and Coach Glass is going to take a timeout. So Centralia is going to use their first timeout here in the first half, and it comes with 8:56 to go here in the opening half. Timeout is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at a concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 8:56 to go in the half, 20-6 Centralia leads. We'll take a break. We'll come back on FM 103.9 KNZA.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus in Highland.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 8:56 to go in the second quarter. 20-6 is our score. Centralia leads. A fourth and two play coming up. Here's McNally over the right side. He's got a break free to the 20, to the 15. 10-5, see you later. The fourth rushing touchdown of the first half for Ethan McNally. And just like that, Centralia has blown this game open in quarter number two. This will come from 30 yards out, and it's a field day to start this game for Ethan McNally. That puts him over 100 yards in the first half, gives him his fourth rushing touchdown of the first half. Wow.
Yeah, and it looked like he was going to run untouched. He thought he was going to get hit there, so he kind of, you know, impacted, braced for it, and he started to lose his balance. And as soon as he, you know, got his balance to look back up, there was nothing but green grass in front of him. He walked untouched 30 yards to the end zone there.
Three receivers will trip up to the right side. McNally takes the snap on the two-point try, looking to throw. Throws into the right flat. It's caught by Blaha, but he's immediately tackled by Trey Basil. And so the two-point try is no good. We have a timeout again with 8:49 to go in the half. It's 26-6. Centralia leads Linden here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HeinenTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Another quick drive for the Panthers. This one, five plays, 2:25 off the clock, and it goes 48 yards. A 30-yard rushing touchdown for Ethan McNally, his fourth rushing touchdown of this first half, and the Panthers lead 26-6. Makes you forget all about that 6-0 lead that Linden took in the opening drive of their ball game. Since then, a couple of interceptions, a turnover on downs, and Centralia has turned everything into points since their opening drive. Here's a high end-over-end kick. It'll be fielded and actually bobbled. The ball rolling down around on the turf at the 20-yard line, nearly fumbled again, but finally picking it up and being chopped down at the 13-yard line. Is Linden. I think that was Ramey there, was trying to recover that football. He's able to jump on it at the 14-yard line. Drew Gibbs was able to be the first guy there to nearly force a fumble and a recovery. So now it'll be a deep field position to start for the Tigers. They'll start at their own 14-yard line with 8:43 to go in the opening half.
And it hasn't happened yet, John, but you alluded to it earlier. This Linden kickoff routine, or kick return team, has been playing with fire back there.
This is Jalen Massey to the right side. He hits the line, pushes his way forward for a couple. We'll get across the 15-yard line to about the 18. I'll give him 4 yards to set up second and six.
Jalen Massey with the carry.
So if you look at this now, Dustin, this is almost a must-score situation. If you're Linden, I mean, you've thrown a couple of interceptions in this first half already. You were stopped on downs your last drive. You're trailing by 20 against a team that, when they get the lead, they're so tough to come back on because they control the game so well. You feel like it's a must-score drive.
Yeah, after you scored that first touchdown, ever since then it's been, you know, turnover, turnover, turnover. This is something where you have to make a huge play, you know, come down, make a score.
And just like that, they fumble, and does Centralia recover it? They do. That's Fur Byrne, who fumbled the football. Another big hit, and it's Ethan McNally, who else, who recovers the fumble inside of the 20-yard line. Wow, everything going the Panthers' way. As they'll take it back over with 7:52 to go in the first half at the 14-yard line of Linden. Wow.
So far, John, just to put this in perspective for the audience, the last four drives, this is going to be the fourth drive for Centralia in a row that they've started in Linden territory. 14-yard line, 12-yard line, 48-yard line, 14-yard line.
This is McNally again on a run. He bounces to the 10-yard line, and they'll be chopped down at about the 7. He'll gain about 7 yards on first down and bring up second down at about 3.
7-yard gain, second down and 3.
7:35 to go here in the half. A 20-point lead already for the Panthers, but after another turnover, looking for more. Second down and 3 coming up from the Linden 7-yard line. This is Blaha over the right side, tries to bounce it out to the edge, but they're going to chop him down for a gain of maybe a yard. That is it. They'll give him 1 to set up now a 3rd down and 2.
1 yard gain. 3rd and 2 for the Panthers.
In the second quarter, again, the Panthers operate from left to right. So far, after his last check, it looked like Opie was starting to break away from Jeff County North in the other 1A game a little bit. Last check, it was 14 to nothing. 3rd down and 2. Here's McNally straight up the middle. Gets inside of the 5-yard line down to the 4. He's going to be close to a 1st down. It'll depend on the spot. And they might have to bring the chains out to measure this with 6:22 to go. Actually, there is a flag down as well. It'll be a hold against Centralia. That's their 2nd penalty of this game. So the hold penalty will make it now 3rd down again.
A 10-yard walk-off against the Panthers.
And so that'll put the football back at the 14-yard line. So this will make it a 3rd down and 10 now for the Panthers with 6:22 to go in the half. Well, we see our first passing opportunity here for Ethan McNally. He tried one on a 2-point conversion earlier. Smith Center also with a 13-7 lead over Sedgwick. In a class 1A game down there on the west side of the bracket. 3 receivers split to the left, 1 to the right on 3rd down and 10. Marshall tanking is the tailback, 2 yards behind McNally, who's back to throw. Throws the ball back over the middle. It's caught, getting inside of the 10-yard line, down near the 5. Was completed to Reese Tanking, sophomore. I think he's going to be about a yard short of a 1st down, so a gain of 9 will bring up 4th and 1.
4th and 2.
He's taking, hasn't had a ton of opportunities to catch the football this year, but a good pitching catch there to bring up 4th and about 2 yards. We'll call it a long yard and a half, closer to 2. 5:18 to go in the half. Centralia keeping the offense there for 4th and 2. McNally awaits the snap. He runs to the right side, keeps it himself, looking to get the edge, now cuts it back inside. He's going to be very close to the 1st down. It's going to depend on the spot. I think it is going to be a 1st down, as right now it's looking like the chain gang on that far side is signaling 1st down, and it is. That'll set up 1st and goal from inside of the 5-yard line down to about the 3. Alley with already 4 rushing touchdowns in this first half. Really, he's been the best option running the football tonight for the Panthers, and stats back it up. 1st and goal from the 3. This is Trenton Talley over the left side on the jet give, and he's going to run into the end zone for the touchdown. For Trenton Talley, that is his 3rd rushing touchdown of the season, and the Panthers continue to roll along here in the first half. the fifth rushing score through the first two quarters here for the Panthers. And so now the Panthers will try the extra point. Brock Reineke.
The thing I'm most impressed with the Centralia offense, John, is every possession has been less than five plays. They've been in the end zone.
This time, Reineke boots it right through there. We have a timeout with 4:42 to go in the half. 33-6, Centralia now leads Linden. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.442 remaining in the first half. It's been all Panthers here tonight. Centralia with a 33-6 lead over Linden here in this Class 1A sectional round. And so the Centralia defense really has just been the story tonight. Dustin, I know you had an interesting stat that you were talking about, the fact that Centralia hasn't run more than five plays on any drive tonight.
Yeah, just looking at it, other than that, I mean, even if you count the first three and out, you look at all their possessions, four plays, two plays, five plays, three plays, five plays, five plays, and they have all came up for touchdowns other than that three and out punt.
What a kick by Reineke. This one's going to go into the end zone for a touchback for the first time. So we have a couple of other blowout games involving our area teams. It looks like Holton now leads Girard 29-0. And how about this? Axel all over Waverly. It is 46-0. Axel leads Waverly in the second quarter of that game. And also Opie leads Jeff County North 21-0. First and 10 for Linden from their own 20-yard line. Darian Massey, the quarterback. Jalen Massey, the tailback, a couple of yards behind him to the left. Man in motion to the left side. This is Jalen Massey right up the gut to the 23-yard line. He'll gain 3 yards on first down. Set up second and 7.
Jalen Massey with the carry. Tackle made by Brody Grossman.
Just look at what Linden's offense has done here in this first half. I mean, you take away that opening drive. Let's see, that went, you know, 68 yards on that passing touchdown, 69 yards total. They really only have about 30 yards after that, besides that, here tonight. In this first half, after you take away that 69-yard drive on their opening one of the game. And now we're going to get whistles and a timeout on second down and 8. Linden will take their first timeout. We'll take the break as well. 4:03 to go in the half. It is 33-6. Centralia leads Linden on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer and Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer and Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer and Bussing, where quality begins.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
After the timeout, 4:03 to go in the opening half, 33-6. Centralia leads Linden. See if we can find some other interesting scores. Rossville leads Riverton 14-0 in Class 2A. Frontenac leads Rock Creek 21-14 in 3A.
Second down and 8 for the Tigers.
And Smith Center leads Sedgwick 19-7 here in another Class 1A game. Second down and 8 coming up for the Linden Tigers. Here's Jalen Massey over the right side. He's hit immediately and shoved back. Maybe got a yard and a half or so with that hit. Going to bring up a third down and medium coming up for the Tigers. A third down and long six, well, closer to seven. .333 to go in the half. Linden has already thrown two interceptions here in this first half. Three receivers split to the left, two and to the right. Darian Massey in the shotgun all by himself. Third down and seven. Massey to throw. Throws the ball back over the middle. It's going to be caught by Ferber. He breaks free at the 35-40. Rushes out of bounds at the 45-yard line. They'll mark him back at the 44. That's one of the better plays we've seen since the opening drive here for Linden, a 19-yard completion, and it will move the chain. That breaks the streak of three consecutive incompletions by Massey. Second catch for Evan Forber. First and 10 for the Tigers from their own 44. The ball on the right hash with 3:11 to go. Two receivers split left. Jalen Massey now will move to the left side of Darian. Takes the snap, and he's back to throw. Looks right side, throws right side, and the catch is made and then tackled immediately to the 49-yard line. As that was Toby Miller on the reception. And Presley Bowers tackles him at the 48-yard line. That's a pitch and catch of 4 yards, set up second and six. Actually, they'll give him the full five. It was second and five coming up here for the Tigers as we're approaching 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Tigers rush back up to the football. Get ready for second and five. This will be a give to Jalen, and he's going to be hit and lost back all the way to the 48-yard line. Evan Forborn on that carry. He's tackled for a loss of a yard.
Loss of one on the play, bringing up third and six.
But now third down and six coming up for the Tigers with the clock rolling under 2:45 to go in the first half, with Centralia leading 33-6. Two receivers split right, one to the left, two running backs in the backfield for the Tigers. Here's a give to the right side and getting hit immediately and getting to the 50-yard line is Ferber. I just take that back. That was Jalen Massey on the carry. He'll get just a yard and a half, maybe two. That'll bring up now a fourth and three.
It'll be fourth and four.
Now Centralia, chance to get a stop here. If you're Linden, you almost want to just take this clock all the way down before you run this fourth down play or just boot it away. But it's a 33-6 lead already for Centralia. And if I'm Coach Classic, I'd think about using a timeout here, but he's going to let the clock roll. And Linden's going to take their second timeout with 1:43 remaining in the half. We'll just keep this one here. Dustin, I mean, this is kind of a do-or-die play here if you're Linden, because if you don't get it, you're going to give Centralia the ball with a 1:43. And the way things have run tonight, that's plenty of time.
Yeah, we saw it a little bit earlier right here at about midfield where Linden didn't convert on that fourth down, and I think it was two or three at the time. And Centralia, two, three plays later, you know, capitalized with another touchdown. It's just one of those things where it's kind of a do-or-die play. You're kind of, you know, right at the end, being down 27 points right before half. You need this first down, and then you need to start working on, you know, with only one timeout left in the half, trying to get down and score a touchdown. But like you said, first things first, get the first down here.
And if you're Linden, I would almost think about, just for the simple fact of not letting this game get completely out of hand, I almost think about just kicking the football away, because Linden is going to get the football to start the third quarter. But you obviously, you know, you're down 33-6 right now. It might not really matter at this point. You're already down big in this game. You don't really have anything else to lose.
Well, what play would you be calling here, John? They've had a little bit of a success with the little crossing routes on the passes, but so far the offense really hasn't shown us much to be able to be confident in this 5 yards.
Yeah, I feel like you got to go to the passing game here on fourth and three. Two receivers split each side on fourth and three. Darian Massey is the quarterback. Jalen to his right. They'll send a man in motion from right to left. It's for a burn. Looking to the left side, they'll now throw back to the right side, but it is going to be caught now, a pick and ladder, and going all the way to the end zone for a touchdown is going to be Jalen Massey from the 50-yard line. It's a touchdown for the Tigers.
Touchdown, Tigers!
Well, that's one way to do things out of the timeout. Set up a little hook and ladder for second touchdown of the game.
Wish that's just what the doctor ordered for Linden. They were almost got caught right there. It looked more of a forward lateral than it was a backward pass. But, you know, luckily the referee kind of didn't catch it right there. Linden took it to the house for a touchdown.
Well, now they'll go for two. 1:33 to go in the half. Furburn is the tailback to the left to Darian Massey. It's going to be Darian. He'll try to jump pass over the middle. Has a man wide open. The catch is made, and the two-point try is good. Toby Miller on the reception. 1:33 to go. And it's 33-14. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
One 33 to go in the half. 33-14 is the lead for Centralia after the 50-yard hook and ladder play. But Jalen Massey taking the toss to the house. And so now the Panthers will get the football back with just around 90 seconds remaining in the second quarter. So Marshall tanking back deep along with Jared Blaw, huh? It's going to be an onside kick attempt that bounces high, and it's going to be knocked around, still loose, and Linden says they've got it, and the referees say yes, Tiger football. Wow. And what a big twitch that could be with 1:28 to go. Linden gets the touchdown, then they recover an onside kick, and they'll get the football with 1:28 to go. And, again, Linden is going to get the football to start the second half. This is a big drive here for the Centralia defense, trying to get a stop and going to halftime with the same score. But Centralia is going to go ahead and take a quick timeout before this drive even gets started for the Panthers. So it's taking a trick play with a hook and ladder and then an onside kick attempt. And just in the back of my mind, I was kind of thinking you almost have to be prepared for an onside kick after a big play like that. I mean, you have nothing else to lose if you're Linden.
Yeah, the opportunity is always there to present itself. And, you know, it didn't really catch anybody off guard. What amazed me in that is between the two teams, at least seven people touched that football there. It was one of those where the ball just popped up high enough and out of the reach of the Centralia return man. And, you know, Linden came in there, made a hit. Next thing you know, the ball's on the ground. You have, you know, people crawling for it. Kind of a fight over there on the far sideline. But nonetheless, you have Linden in a good position here to try to get some points on the board before half.
They'll have it first and 10 from the Centralia 46-yard line after the onside kick. And they come out running to the football on first and 10. It's the first time I'm pulling this out, but see the left side of the offensive line first, Linden, who they've got out there at 6'7". Caden Massey, 6'7", 240 pounds, the left tackle. So one way to have a guy to block your blind side. Darian Massey to throw on first down. Looks back with the middle ball. Is tipped, nearly picked off by Blaha. As Massey was hit hard by Traden Talley, the 255-pound senior, laid a big hit on Darian Massey as the ball falls incomplete.
Yeah, that's just basic defensive strategy right there. If you can't get to the quarterback and the defensive lineman, you know, your head coach will just tell you, get your hands up. right there. Centralia's defensive line did it and caused a huge stop right there.
So now second and 10 from the 46. Three receivers split to the left side, two to the right. Empty backfield set for Darian Massey. 1:24 to go in the half. Massey back to throw. Three-step drop under pressure. He takes off to the right side, and he throws it late. And it's going to be close to intentional grounding. They're going to say incomplete. It looked like there was fur burn there in the right flat. Referee's going to get together and talk about it and say, nope, just incomplete. It brings up third and 10.
Yeah, it looked like the referee on the near side was talking to Coach Glassick. He was wondering about the intentional grounding there. Even though the ball didn't get back to the line of scrimmage, it looked like they were trying to set up a screen. The running back was in the area there.
Cole Mattson came flying around the corner and forced Centralia to force that pressure. Got four sacks on the year, nearly at his fifth. 1:19 to go, third and 10. Another empty backfield look. Two receivers to the left, two to the right, and H back in on the left side. Massey to throw. They leave an extra man in. Mattson giving pressure. They're going to throw the screen to Furburn. Picking off to the 45-yard line inside of the 40, and he runs out of bounds at the 38-yard line. That's going to set up a fourth down as, again, Massey got hit hard back at the 40-yard line. But that'll be a pitch and catch of 8 yards, but it's going to bring up a fourth and two. It looked like Furburn had a chance to pick up a first down, but he just ran out of bounds on the far sideline.
Yeah, I think in his head he was thinking of to run out of bounds, try to stop the clock instead of going for the first down, you know, lowering the shoulder, trying to meet the defense at the point of contact. But talking about Cole Mattson being in the backfield the last three plays, you know, just wrecking the offensive line up here.
So now fourth and two for the Tigers, and Trey looking for a stop with 1:12 to go. Man in motion. This is a give to Ramey along the right side. He's going to have the first down inside of the 35-yard line. He'll fall forward to the 34. It'll be a gain of 4 yards, and it'll move the chains, and Linden will get right back on the football. First and 10 for the Tigers from the 34. 1:05 to go. Clock continuing to roll. Massey takes the snap. It's low. He picks it up off the turf. Looking to the right side. Throws it back, and he's going to be caught. This is Toby Miller. He's going to pick up close to another first down, but a flag is down back at the 40-yard line. This might be a late hit against Centralia. It is going to be a roughing the passer penalty called against Centralia. So it'll be a pitch and catch of 9 yards to Miller, and then they'll tack on the extra yardage on the late hit on the quarterback. Massey has been asking for that to be called the last couple of plays. He's thought he's been hit late. And they throw it there on first and 10 from the 34. And after the gain of 9, they'll tack on more after that. And all of a sudden, Linden is threatening. They'll be inside of the 20-yard line. And they're bringing the ball back. I would have thought that was after the play. You tack it on after that, but they're just calling it a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage.
15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage gives the Tigers the first down.
I don't know about that, but unless that's a high school rule that I'm not aware of. But nonetheless, 50 seconds to go. It's first and 10 for the Tigers from the 18-yard line. Massey back to throw. Steps up, throws the ball back with the middle, has a man wide open, and is nearly picked off right through the hands of Trenton Talley, who had a chance to intercept that football, but he just knocked it away. It went right through his hand because he was looking for Furburn over the middle, but instead it falls incomplete, and it brings up second and 10. Now the referee is going to come over and have a quick word. Right now it's second and 10 with 43.3 on the clock. Our head referee is walking over, trying to relay something down.
Put the clock on 47.3.
What? Bullshit! And so they're going to put 47.3 on the clock. And it's 33-14 Centralia. It'll be second down and 10 for the Tigers. The ball will be spotted on the 18-yard line near the right hash. They're still trying to put the time back on the clock here with, it'll be 47 seconds. So 47 seconds on the clock. It'll be second down and 10 for the Tigers.
Down 10 for the Tigers.
So the Tigers will re-huddle. Now they break the huddle. It's again 47 seconds to go. The clock stopped after the incompletion. Three receivers split left, one to the right. Massey has a running back to his right. That's Jalen Massey. Darian awaits the snap on the shotgun. He's back to throw. Under pressure, throws the ball back to the right side. It's caught by Jalen Massey. He gets away from the first man. He gets inside of the 15-yard line and finally gets taken down by Drew Gibbs from behind.
Tripped up by Trenton Talley.
And that'll be a 9-yard pickup to bring up third down and one.
And two.
Linden right back on the football. Darian Massey again to throw. Rolls to the right side. Throws the ball late. It's caught. Is it going to be inbounds? They're going to say yes. The catch is made on the right side. Thanks for the first time is Kaysen Worth for his first catch of the day. I'll mark it at about the 3-yard line. So that's a gain of 8 yards.
First and goal from the 3.
First and goal now for the Tigers from the 3 with 19 seconds to go. Centralia leads 33-14, but Linden trying to come back. Give it to the right side. It's Ferber, and I think he tries to bounce it to the right side. He's going to be short. Was that Ferber or Massey? Couldn't quite tell.
Tigers call a timeout.
I think it was Ferber. It was. No gain on the play. Sets up a second and goal from the 3. And Tigers will take a timeout with 13 seconds to go.
Coming up at halftime, we will have a performance.
One thing to look at, John, that was the last timeout of the half of the Linden Tigers. So right now you're looking at it, you know, unless it's a passing play, you really don't have time to run two plays if you run the football here.
No, you're pretty much got to throw the football here now and the rest of the way out with 13 seconds to go. This is a big tournament event, though. This is a 33-6 game, and Centralia was going to have the ball, and he thought, you know, if they were able to get the ball back, they had a fourth down. They had led into a fourth down and thought, you know, if they got another stop, there was a chance they could really put this game away. But a long touchdown on the hook and ladder from midfield, then an onside kick, and now all of a sudden Linden has a chance to score before halftime and then also going to get the ball to start the third quarter.
Second and goal from the three.
13 seconds to go. Tigers in the huddle now. They break it on second and goal from the 3-yard line. The ball spotted near the right hash. Darian Massey is the quarterback in shotgun with Jalen to his right. Ramey in motion from left to right. Massey to throw. Rolls right. Throws the ball back over the middle. It's going to be caught for a touchdown. That's Toby Miller on the reception for the Tigers. And what a response here by Linden. All of a sudden, they are right back in this football game. That is a big-time response by the Linden Tigers when they were on the edge of being pushed off the cliff here in this 1A playoff game, but able to respond, and now they will try the two-point conversion with 8.6 on the clock. Darian Massey will be in the shotgun. Ferber to his left. This is Darian over the right side. He'll plow his way forward. Continue to shove forward. He's near the goal line. He is in. A two-point conversion try is good. And all of a sudden, it's a 33-22 game. Centralia leads with 8.6 seconds remaining here in quarter number 2. With that, we're going to take a timeout. We'll step aside. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
.6 to go in the first half. It's all of a sudden a 33-22 game. Centralia leading by 11. After Linden has had back-to-back touchdowns to get back into this game, they trail 33-6. Got a hook and ladder play for a touchdown of 50 yards. Followed it up with an onside kick recovery. And now before the kickoff, Centralia is going to take a timeout. They were afraid of another potential onside kick attempt. So they're going to take their final timeout here in the first half just to make sure that everybody's in their right spots. With 8.6 to go, we'll keep it here. And it looks like that Axtell is about to end their game as they lead 62-6 late in the first half there. So Axtell's going to end that game at halftime. And so the Eagles will move to 11-0 and roll along into the sub-state round of the 8-man Division II playoffs. Thunder Ridge awaits the Eagles in the sub-state round. That should be a heck of a game next week. Two 11-0 teams, two of the top-ranked teams in the entire state playing for the right to go to the state championship game coming up next Friday night in the sub-state round. But here with 8.6 seconds remaining in the half, it's 33-22. Holton and Girard just getting underway in the third quarter there. Holton leading 29-0. So Linden has the football teed up. So now Linden moving some guys around, shuffling around, and they'll get the boot away. It's a low, wobbly kick that'll be fielded by an up man at the 39-yard line with 8 seconds to go. So I'd imagine this is probably just a kneel down here for the Panthers with 8 seconds remaining. Linden's going to put five guys about 20 yards off the football. Now they're going to switch the footballs out, give them a wipe down, and Centralia will bring the offense out there for a first and 10 play from their own 39-yard line with 8 seconds to go. Ethan McNally takes the snap, spins, gives it to Jared Blahan on the left side. He's got some room to the 50-yard line, runs over a man and falls forward to the 46-yard line. He'll gain about 14 yards, and that's probably going to be the final play of the first half. Actually, Trillia trying to rush back onto the football. And now they wind the clock, and they're just going to spike it down with .8 on the clock. So after that big pickup on first down, Centralia now will have a first and second and 10 from the 47-yard line.
And one thing to look at, we talked about it in the pregame warmups, Ethan McNally, he can sling it, John. Get him into a nice little 5-7-step drop, get a receiver down there, and let him play 500. I think he can get it to the end zone from here.
Man, 500, I haven't heard that game in a long time. Back to the golden days, huh?
Jackpot, 500, whatever kids call it nowadays. If they're playing outside nowadays, they're always on their phones, but...
First and second and 10 coming up here for the Panthers. They'll split three receivers to the right, one to the left. Marshall taking the tailback to the right of McNally. McNally back to throw, clean pocket, steps up. He's just going to throw a ball as far as he can. It's a wobbly ball. It's going to be knocked around and nearly was caught on the tip by Presley Bowers, but it falls incomplete, and we have reached halftime. Halftime of tonight's Class 1A playoff game. It is 33-22. Centralia leads Linden. Let's take a timeout. We'll come back with first half highlights and statistics on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Centralia. We're at halftime at tonight's Class 1A sectional round game. A wild first half, but Centralia holds a 33-22 lead over the Linden Tigers here at intermission. Alongside Dustin Gosa, Johnny came back with you. And, Willie, the start to this game, it looked like it was just going to be a back-and-forth game throughout. Centralia was forced put the football away on their opening possession, and Linden came back and just three plays into their opening drive got the first touchdown of the night on a big run by Evan Furbarm. Made in motion from left to right. Darian Massey back to throw. He's going to throw a ball deep over the middle. Has a man open. It's Furbarm. He's going to break it free. 30-yard line, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers. 69 yards on the pitch and catch from Darian Massey to Evan Furbarm. And Linden strikes first. Centralia would come right back, though. They would need just two plays to find their first touchdown of the night, the first of four rushing touchdowns in the first half for Ethan McNally. McNally on a quarterback run up the middle. He's hit initially, then breaks free. Now he's going to go. 40-yard line, 35-30 to the 20, the 15, 10-5. Touchdown, Panthers. A 57-yard rushing touchdown and a big answer for the Panthers here in quarter number one. Centralia's defense then came up big with an interception of Linden, and then right after that, it was another rushing touchdown for McNally. McNally takes the snap. He just runs it straight forward, dives over the top of the pile, and he's in for the touchdown. His second rushing touchdown of the night, and the Panthers take their first lead with 4:57 to go in the opening quarter. Centralia defense then got another interception on the ensuing drive. And on the next three drives for the Tigers, interception, turnover on down, and a fumble, McNally would score two more times, and they would also have a rushing touchdown by Trenton Talley, and all of a sudden it was 33-6, and it looked like this game was going to be a rout, but Linden came right back. A fourth down and two play resulted in a 50-yard touchdown that started the scoring for the Tigers. Two receivers split each side on fourth and three. Darian Massey is the quarterback. Jalen to his right. We'll send a man in motion from right to left. It's Furbarm. Looking to the left side. They'll not throw it back to the right side, but it is going to be caught. Now a pick and ladder and going all the way to the end zone for a touchdown is going to be Jalen Massey from the 50-yard line. It's a touchdown for the Tigers. After that, on the ensuing kickoff, Linden was able to recover an onside kick, and nine plays later, the Tigers found the end zone again to pull back to within 11 on a three-yard passing touchdown. Ramey in motion from left to right. Massey to throw, rolls right, throws the ball back over the middle. It's going to be caught for a touchdown. That's Toby Miller on the reception for the Tigers. And what a response here by Linden. All of a sudden, they're right back in this football game. So, again, that gives us our 33-22 score here at intermission. That first half took quite a while, over an hour on that first half. But what a game it's been so far. And now taking a look at our statistics, they are brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Linden. 217 total yards of offense. They did have the three turnovers as they threw two interceptions and fumbled once in that first half. But 217 yards, 179 of those come through the air, 38 on the ground, only averaged 2.2 yards per carry. Individually, Jalen Massey, 9 carries, 15 yards. Darian Massey, 2 carries for 14 yards. Evan Ferburn, 4 for 3. Ethan Ramey, 2 for 6. Passing the football, Darian Massey was 9 of 15 for 179 yards. And a couple of touchdown passes. Jalen Massey, 2 receptions, 59 yards. He had one score. Toby Miller, 3 receptions, 17 yards and a touchdown. And Evan Ferburn, 3 receptions, 95 yards. He had a score as well. And Linden had one penalty for 10 yards through the first two quarters. Centralia, meanwhile, 176 total yards of offense. 167 of those come on the ground. They average 7.3 yards per carry. On the ground, Ethan McNally leads the way. 13 carries, 131 yards, and 4 touchdowns for McNally in the first half. Jared Blaha, 7 carries, 27 yards. Trenton Talley, 1 for 3 and a touchdown. Andrew Gibbs had 2 carries for 6 yards. Ethan McNally was 1 of 1 passing the football in the first half for 9 yards. That went on a completion to Reese Tanking. Centralia had 3 penalties for 30 yards in the first half. So, again, our score, 33-22 is the lead for Centralia over Linden. So, Dustin, you look back at this first half and really, you look at the start of the third quarter. This first drive by Linden is going to be so crucial here in this game. After really, they have all the momentum right now.
Yeah, it's going to be huge, especially when, you know, right after they came down and scored, it really looked like Centralia was going to run away with this for a while, you know, being up 33-6. And then, you know, Linden having the heart, battling back. You know, that's what you like to see this late in the playoffs. You know, two teams that just never want to, you know, are going to give up. And Linden knowing that they were going to get the ball back in the second half, you know, fought hard to get that final touchdown there. You know, I think it's going to be, you know, a tone setter for the second half. How is it going to be if it's going to be that knockdown, drag-out fight going into that fourth quarter? I think it starts at the opening kickoff of the second half.
So, again, our halftime score, 33-22. Centralia leads Linden. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Seth will have some scores of other games going on around the area. We already have one final involving an area team. Seth will have all that and more when we return with our halftime score again. Centralia 33, Linden 22. On the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to to learn more.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote. Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And a good Friday evening. Seth Tollefson here with you on 103.9 KNZA. We're at halftime as we're in 1A playoff football mode here on Kansasland Radio with Centralia leading Linden 33-22. This was all Centralia until the last few minutes there of the first half, where Linden would score, again, two touchdowns to close out the first half as they try to get back into that ball game. Some other scores of note. First off, we've got Olpe and JCN. This is all Olpe in this one, 28-0. The Chargers find themselves down on the road. That game has moved into the third quarter. One final score from eight-man football tonight. Axtell, they went up big. 62-0 was the score late in the first half. Waverly would put up 16 to round out halftime, and they would end it there after just one half of play. Axtell advances in division two with, again, a 62-16 win over Waverly. Another score then, Holton tonight in action. It was 29-0, Holton leading Girard, as Girard just a mere 59 yards of offense in the first half, so the Holton defense showing up big tonight in Class 3A. Again, those are scores of local interest, again, from the area. Couple other finals here tonight. Again, we'll get to at the end of the game here later on. Quick basketball score for you. The K-State women tonight defeat UT Martin 44-30, and the number 3 Kansas Jayhawks, with about 10 minutes to go in the second half, lead Tarleton 59-45. Second half action between Centralia, Linden coming up next.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the Finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people. And it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Isn't life crazy? One day your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So,
What else is new at Peru?
How about you?
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Life Care Center in Seneca is a great place to work. Their average employee has been with them 10 years plus. Right now they have a hiring bonus available and you'll find increased wages. They pay an incentive of $110 for COVID vaccine completion and they pay for your flu shots. Most of their positions have flexible schedules. Life Care Center in Seneca is hiring right now. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. That's 785-336-3528.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
They've given up 45 total over the last 2 years.
Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
KNZA.
See if Axtell will go. Yeah, Axtell is going to go to Thunder Ridge next week in the sub-state round. That'll be a big matchup in A-Man Division 2 in the sub-state round. Axtell 11-0. Thunder Ridge, they are 11-0 as well. Two of the top two ranked teams in the entire state in A-Man Division 2 will meet in that sub-state round, A-Man Division 2. Again, here, 33-22 is our scores. We're just about set to start the third quarter, and it is going to be Linden who will get the football first. And then in their road white tops, black bottoms, black helmets, and black numerals trimmed in orange. Centralia in their home, black tops and bottoms, black helmets, white numerals trimmed in orange. This is a 33-6 lead for Centralia early in this game, but two late touchdowns by Linden has them back to within 11 and getting the football here to start this third quarter. Wow, this game's a good one in Class 1A as well. Smith Center leads Sedgwick now 33-28. Sedgwick was all over Smith Center was all over Sedgwick at one point. Sedgwick coming back into it. They had a high passing octane offense of Sedgwick has it a 33-28 lead for Smith Center in the third quarter there. So Dustin, welcome back as we get set to start this third quarter. This first drive though is just so crucial in this game.
Yeah, it's going to be big for Linden here. You know, we talked about the response drive earlier, you know, being down 33-6. Now, you know, coming off back-to-back scores, you know, they're right back in this game, John. I think this, like you said, it all starts right here, getting that first down, trying to march down the field here if you're Linden. And if you're Centralia, you know, how well the defense has played today. You know, it's kind of gut check time for them as well.
So with that, we are underway. A high, wobbly kick to be fielded by a returnman at the 10-yard line, coming over the 25-yard line. I mean, tackle there is the return by Ethan Ramey. He'll get to the 27-yard line, and that is where Linden will drive, start this drive to start the third quarter. Tigers had 217 yards of offense in the first half. 179 of those yards came on the ground. So we'll see what the Tigers have to start in quarter number three. First and 10 from the 27. Darian Massey will be the quarterback. He'll be in the shotgun formation with Jalen Massey to his right. Two receivers split to the left, and H-back in on the right side, also with tight end on that right side as well. Jet sweep fake. They'll give it to Ramey. He'll break free at the 30-yard line. 35 falls forward to a first down all the way to the 48 near the 49-yard line, and a solid gain of 11 yards on the opening play from scrimmage here in the third quarter. So if you are Linden, that's exactly how you wanted to start this third quarter. Big hole right up the middle.
Yeah, especially early in the first quarter. You know, until that second quarter late, really the offense couldn't get much going on. So, you know, that's a huge, huge spark to start the second half if you're Linden.
First and 10 for the Tigers from just shy of the 39-yard line. And in motion from left to right. Again, this is Ramey straight up the middle over the right guard. We'll push forward across the 40-yard line near the 41 and a gain of 2 yards on first down to bring up second and 8. Linden operating from left to right in this third quarter. Right now trailing 33-22, a minute into the third. Holton leads Girard 29-0 going into the fourth quarter there. So the Wildcats looking like they're going to continue to remain perfect and roll on in the Class 3A playoffs. But here's second down and 8 coming up for the Tigers. Two receivers split each way. Thorburn in motion from left to right. Massey to throw. He's going to throw a swing pass to the right side. It's caught by Thorburn at the 40. He'll break up to the 44-yard line and be tackled there. A good play by Ethan McNally. But another solid gain. This one goes for 5 yards to bring up third down and 5. Take that back. Second down and 5 coming up here for the Tigers.
Third and 5 for the Tigers.
And it is third and 5. Third and 5 coming up here for Linden. Right, Linden left side. This is Ramey. He tries to jump over a man. He gets to the 45-yard line and falls forward to the 46. Gain of about a yard and a half, maybe two, but that is it. So it's going to be fourth down coming up here for the Tigers. And was there a flag? Yeah, there was. It's going to be a hold against the Tigers back at the 40-yard line. And so if you're Coach Glasic, you want to decline it and make it fourth and 4, or no, he's going to accept it and make it third down and almost 20 because the flag is back to the 40-yard line. So this will be a third down and about 11. It's just the second penalty, though, against Linden tonight. But it is going to make it a third down and 11 play coming up. Third and 21 coming up here for the Tigers. Three receivers split to the right side. Football back at the 30-yard line. Empty backfield set. Darian Massey awaits the snap, takes it at his knees, steps up, throws the ball back over the middle. It's going to be caught by Thorburn over the middle into Centralia territory all the way to the 47-and-a-half-yard line. That's a pitching catch of 22 yards. What a athlete Evan Thorburn is. When they've needed a big play tonight, he has been the guy. First and 10 from the 47-and-a-half-yard line. Massey to throw again. Looks left side all the way. Throws it back over the middle. It's caught at the 35-yard line. This will be another first down. This is Ethan Ramey. It'll be a gain of 11 yards.
Two back-to-back huge plays right there, John. You had a 22-yard reception followed up with 11. You know, getting almost 35 yards on two plays, Linden is really moving the ball down the field now.
You think about a couple of weeks ago against Waubunsee when Centralia lost 45-40, that is something that they struggled with, was the passing game of the Chargers. This is a run by Jalen Massey. He spins away from three defenders and rolls forward for another solid gain. This will be to the 32-yard line and a pickup of nearly five.
And so far we've seen it, other than the holding penalty, it kind of, you know, negated some yards for them. Linden's really starting to move the ball. The offense is really humming. You know, kind of got Centralia on their heels here.
Second and six coming up for the Tigers. 8:30 to go in the third quarter. Centralia leads 33-22. Man in motion. This will be a give to Massey. This is Jalen. He's hit immediately. It'll be a loss on the play of 3 yards. There is a flag down. There's a flag down at the 31-yard line.
There is a flag on the play.
Like Cole Matson was one of the guys there on the stop, and it's going to be another holding penalty against the Tigers. And Centralia is going to go ahead and decline that penalty, which should make it now third down.
Penalty is declined.
In about eight.
Result of the play is third and 10.
Third down. We'll call it a long third and nine coming up from the 35-yard line. 8:12 to go in the third quarter. I guess it's probably a passing play coming up here for the Tigers now that Centralia have an answer. Fans stopping on the stands, third down and nine. Darian Massey awaits. He's back to throw. Steps up, throws the ball back left side. It's going to be incomplete. He was looking to the left side for Kasten Worth. And if all's incomplete, they'll bring up a fourth and nine, and the offense going to stay out there for the Tigers. It's a streak of four consecutive completions. Take that back. Actually, six consecutive completions going back to the first half. It breaks that streak, and it'll bring up fourth and nine. Clock stops, 7:49 to go in the third. Again, it's 33-22 Centralia. London has picked up a couple of fourth downs already here tonight. One of those went for a 50-yard touchdown earlier in the game. The fourth and nine. Three receivers split right, one to the left. Darian Massey with Jalen to his left. Back to throw. Looks to the right side. Steps up. Goes a floating pass to the right side. Has a man open, but it's just off his fingertips and incomplete. He was trying to find Ethan Ramey, and it looked like Ramey just stopped running, or he had a chance to catch that football. It was down at about the 15-yard line, but Ramey just kind of stopped his route. So Centralia will take over after the turnover on downs. They'll have it first and 10th, their own 35-yard line. Justin, I don't know about you, but that was like an opportunity for Ethan Ramey to possibly make a play there if he continued on that route.
Yeah, it looked like Ramey had Presley Bowers beat by a step, and you know, if he would have made that reception, he might have been able to take it to the house on that one.
This is McNally on first down for Centralia. Runs it right up the middle and runs over the 40-yard line of the 43. Solid gain of 8 yards on first down. McNally just continues his big game. He's nearing 140 yards rushing in this contest. He had four rushing touchdowns in the first half alone. Second and two coming up as we're under 7.5 to go third quarter.
But as big as we talked about that offensive possession to start the second half for Linden, you know, what a stop for Centralia, you know, really trying to get that momentum back on their side here.
Second and two. This will be a give. They're along the left side to Blaha.
Jared Blaha with the
They'll get a yard to the 44-yard line. And that is it, but it'll make it third down and one. So third and one killing up for the Panthers. 6:45 to go in the third quarter, leading by 11.
And on the tackle, Jalen Massey. Third and one.
Ball spotted to the left hash at the 44. Third and a yard. McNally's just going to run to the right side. He's got the first down as he runs over a man all the way to midfield. He needed about a half a yard, and he gets about four to move the sticks.
He's a
now leads Girard 36-0 in the fourth quarter with about 9 minutes to go. So you can pretty much start to sharpie in the Holton Wildcats into the sub-state championship game in Class 3A. First and 10 here for Centralia from their own 49-yard line. 6 minutes to go here in quarter number three. McNally with Blaha to his left. This is McNally spinning, running up the middle, pushing his way across the 50-yard line into Linden territory, the 47. Gain of 4 yards. Make it second and six.
And he's such a hard runner, isn't he? I mean, he gets hit right there at the line of scrimmage, and McNally just keeps his feet moving, pumping the knees. You know, turn basically a no gain into 4 yards there.
What I like about with McNally is that he puts his arm on the back of his blockers and just follows him. I mean, he does exactly what you want from a guy running the football. He puts his hand on the back of whether it's a polling lineman or one of his even running backs leading the way for him. He puts his hand on their back and just follows them forward. He's always seemed like he's fallen forward on initial contact as well. Second and four from the 47.5-yard line with approaching 5 minutes to go in the third. Here's Blaha on a run to the edge to the 45, now to the 40. Still on his feet, 35-yard line. Cuts it back inside of the 30. Stays on his feet and finally shoved out of bounds at the 25-yard line. They'll mark him all the way down to the 23. That is a run for Jared Blaha of 23 yards. It'll put the Panthers in business with under 5 minutes to go. Best run of the day by far for Jared Blaha. That puts him over 50 yards rushing in the game. This is a typical Centralia drive. Controlling the football, controlling the clock. Taking their time, getting the play in and out of the huddle. First and 10 for the Panthers from the 23 of Linden. Here's McNally just straight up the middle over the right guard. He spins and twirls his way inside of the 20, down to the 17-yard line. That'll be a gain of 6 yards on first down, and it'll set up a second and four.
Second down four coming up.
Centralia with the lead and with the football with 4:30 in the clock moving in the third quarter. Blaha to the left to McNally on second down and four from the 17-yard line. McNally again on the left side this time. He'll plow forward near the 15.
Either McNally with the carry.
Just a gain of a couple.
Get on that stop with number 65, Caden Massey.
For McNally, he'll be about a yard and a half short of a first down. They'll call him almost full 2 yards short. So sets up now a third down and two. McNally with 156 yards so far on 18 carries. Centralia just now breaks the huddle on third down and two. McNally takes the snap. This is Blaha to the right side, trying to bounce it outside. Now cuts it back in. He's got the first down as he runs inside of the 10-yard line down to the 9. He's able to gain 6 yards and move the chains. This will bring up a first and goal for the Panthers from the 9-yard line with 3:20 to go in the third quarter.
First down for the Panthers. First and goal from the 9.
Blaha again to the left of McNally. First and goal from the 9 on the right hash. This is going to be Trenton Talley on a sweep play to the left side. He powers his way down to about the 7 for a gain of a couple.
Jason Worth with the tackle.
We'll put it second and goal now from the 7-yard line for the Panthers, who again continue to take time off this clock. This drive started with 7:40 remaining in the third quarter. And then we're down to 2:35. Blaha now will line up to the right of McNally on second and goal. From the 7, the ball between the hashes. This is McNally straight ahead, pounds his way inside of the 5-yard line to the goal line. He's in. The 5th rushing touchdown of the night for Ethan McNally. And Centralia finally has been taking control of this game back. That is a big boy drive by the Panthers when they desperately needed one. So now the Panthers will line up for the point after. There's Reinicke for the PATs. One for two here tonight. Good snap, good hold, kick on the way. It is pure. Actually, no, I think that back, he just pulled it a little bit left. It looked at plenty of distance, but it pulled left. So PAT is no good, and we have a timeout with 2:17 to go in the third quarter. It is 39-22. Centralia leads Linden here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Highland Trinity College Theater Department presents the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, at Culbertson Auditorium, November 11th through 13th. The HCC Players present the phenomenal, popular, and fast-paced, hilarious parody that is not your traditional evening of Shakespeare. Admission is free, as always, but seating is limited for this production. So make plans to attend the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged, in Culbertson Auditorium, Thursday and Friday, November 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, November 13th at 2 p.m. on the HCC campus in Highland.
KNZA.
Carries, 156 yards, and five rushing touchdowns tonight for Ethan McNally. What a performance he has put together tonight here for the Centralia Panther offense. Not only just offense, but even defense as well. He's been all over the field.
Sounds like a creative player on Madden. That's what it sounds like, John. I mean, it's just video game stats so far for Ethan McNally.
Sliders on rookie mode. So 2:17 to go in the third quarter. Panthers will kick the football away. Reinicke, a high end-over-end boot. It'll be fielded at the 15-yard line. Going to return his fur bunny. Gets to the edge of the 30. Still on his feet, 35-yard line. And finally is yanked down just shy of the 40. Good return by Furburn. He's really been all over the field tonight. So 2:09 to go in the third quarter. The Tigers will have it just for the second time here in the third quarter. A pretty fast-moving third quarter with only one possession by each team. So first and 10 for the Tigers from the 39-yard line. Spot on the left hash, Darian Massey awaits it with two running backs behind it. This will be a give along the right side, getting hit immediately and diving forward for no gain on the play is Jalen Massey.
With the carry. Ethan McNally.
Don't get on the play, second and 10. Pearson Trillian, you're fine with London taking all this time just to get the play in. We're approaching 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Second and 10 for the Tigers. Twins receivers each way. Hassie in the shotgun with Jalen to his right. Darren to throw. Throws the ball to the right side. It's going to be tipped and through the hands of Ferber, knocked away by Presley Bowers. Falls incomplete to bring up a third and 10. So after connecting on six consecutive passes, Darian Massey has now missed on his last three. .121 to go in the third quarter. Again, our score, 39-22 Centralia. Winner of this game going to get Opie next week. Opie last checkup. Big on Jeff County North. It's 28-0 Opie over JCN going into the fourth quarter there. Darian Massey to throw on third and 10. Throws the ball deep over the middle, and it's going to be knocked away again through the hands of Furburn. That time Trenton Talley was there on the coverage. And they had a chance for an INT, but it goes incomplete, and it brings up fourth and 10.
Yeah, and what a dangerous pass, especially with Trenton Talley in the neighborhood. You know, Talley with an interception tonight, as well as Presley Bowers. The secondary for Centralia really stepping up tonight.
OK, Coach Scott Jones of Linden taking a timeout. He is not happy with the way his guys have come out here in the third quarter. Two drops in a row. Really nothing to show for after having all the momentum going into halftime, trailing by just 11, but nothing going offensively so far here in the third quarter with just 1:16 to go. Holton Wildcats about to move on to the sub-state game in Class 3A. Holton leads 36-0 over Girard with only 3:15 to go. Holton will go to 11-0. And they will get the winner of the Frontenac-Rock Creek game. Frontenac, at last check, was up 42-20 with 4:30 to go.
Tigers in punt formation.
Fourth and 10, and the Tigers have the punt team out there. Trent Talley back deep to receive the kick. It's a high snap. It goes over the head of the punter, and he'll just dive on it back inside of the 20 at the 18-yard line. It was Forburn who was back there trying to just boot the ball away, but that snap was way over his head. And all of a sudden, the momentum is clearly shifted right back to the Panthers as it was the entire of the first quarter.
That was just one where the punter decided to just fall on it. I think right there he should at least try to pick it up and punt it in any direction, honestly. But because he fell on it, he gave Centralia the ball at their at Linden's own 18-yard line.
And what is this, the sixth possession of this game that Centralia started inside of Linden territory?
Their fifth, and it is their fourth inside the 20-yard line of Linden.
And that just tells you right there, and you throw in three Linden turnovers, the fact that they're only down 39-22 is actually pretty impressive. 1:13 to go in the third quarter, first and 10 from the 18-yard line for the Panthers. Here's McNally. Spins, runs to the left side, cuts it back inside of the 15-yard line, down to the 14. That'll be a run of about 4 yards, set up second and 6. Under a minute to go here in the third quarter. Centralia again with a 39-22 advantage and going to try to take commanding control of this game. Second and 6 for the Panthers. Spot at the 14-yard line. Here's McNally just straight up the middle over the right guard. He'll power near the 10-yard line. I'll give him to the 10. He'll gain 4 yards and set up third and short. I'm going to imagine that Centralia will not run another play here in the third quarter. It's only 15 seconds to go. You can see McNally, he is starting to feel it. He has been an absolute warrior tonight. But he is walking very slowly off the field as we head to the fourth quarter. Three quarters in the books, fourth quarter. When we return, it's 39-22 Centralia. The Panthers looking to tack on another score. See if they can when we come back on the MIC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter, it is 39-22. Centralia leads Linden, the Panthers with the football on a third down and 2 all the way at the Linden 10-yard line. A Johnny came back with you. Dustin Gosar alongside of me. Football spotted in between the hashes at the 10. McNally awaits the snap. Waha to his left. This is McNally just straight ahead over the middle. He'll pick up the first down now to the 6-yard line. Needed two, got four, and it'll move the sticks. Tell you what, Ethan McNally is going to feel it tomorrow, but it's going to be well worth it. That was his 22nd carry of the night. He's got 175 yards and five rushing touchdowns. The Panthers with a first and goal at the 6. Not surprise me if number 6 coming up. First and goal from the 6. This is Blaha, nearly fumbled this, and underneath give to Trenton Talley. Blaha took the direct snap and then gave it an underneath handoff and a just give to Talley. He got to the 5-yard line, but that's it. So a gain of 1. Talley scored on that similar play back in the first half.
1-yard gain, second and goal from the 5.
And just the creativity by Coach Glasic there, you know, they run the same 10 rushing plays, but the way that they set them up, the way that they, you know, get so methodical with how they use it. They'll run the same play back-to-back two or three times in a row and then hit you with a completely different run to the other side or even the same side of the field. It's really hard to see where the play is going to go.
Second down and goal from the 5. Here's McNally straight ahead, runs inside of the 5, down to about the 2-yard line. They'll give him to the 3 for a gain of 2. Brings up third and goal from the 3.
Houston 3-yard line, third and goal from the
3. 10:30 to go in the game. 39-22 Centralia. The Panthers looking to potentially put the nail in the coffin here. The third and goal from the 3 as the Panthers continue to take their time getting the play in. Sklatchik works it out from the sideline, and now the Panthers will break the huddle. I'll be to the left of McNally. McNally just keeps it straight ahead, powers his way forward, spins forward. He is going to be just shy. The marker down is about the 1-yard line. But that'll bring up a fourth and goal from the 1.
Darian Massey in on the stop.
The offense going to stay out there for the Panthers. I would imagine number 12 is getting the ball here again.
Yeah, you know, on the last two plays when he's had the ball in his hands, when they called his number, he had to have been licking his chops, looking at the end zone. You know,
trying to get number 6.
To top off the 6-pack right here, John.
Fourth and goal from the 1. This time it's Blaha, though, to the right side. Tries to cut it back inside of the edge. He's in. The first rushing touchdown of the night for Jared Blaha on the season. That is number 6 for the senior.
Number 6, Jared Blaha on the
good to see Blaha get in the end zone here for the Panthers. They'll make it 45-22 with the PAT pending. Centralia will put a little swinging gate out there to see if they want to do anything. And now the lineup for the PAT. Heineke will line up. He's 1 for 3 tonight. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, and it is good. 9:12 to go in the game. It's 47-22 Centralia. 46-22 Centralia. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental can supply you with the tools you need. Don't buy that tool or piece of equipment you'll just use once. Tools for small fix-it jobs are large construction jobs. But Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rental aren't just for work. They've got items for parties and special events, too. See them in downtown Seneca or go online to see their rental listings. HineandTrueValue.com. Behind every project is a true value.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
.9-12 to go in the game, 46-22. Centralia leads that drive, 7 plays, 82 yards, takes 4 minutes off the clock. It ends with a one-yard rushing touchdown by Jared Blaha. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, contact Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. Brock Reineke has the football teed up. He'll get us back underway with only 9:12 remaining in the game. Booming kick end over end will drive the return man back to his own five. Orburn on the return of the 20, 25. Stays on his feet and finally shoved down at the 27-yard line. I really like Evan Furburn. 22-yard return there. I really like what he's been able to do here for the Tigers tonight. He's really been the only true positive force offensively tonight.
Yeah, you've seen him, you know, with the 68-yard reception earlier for the touchdown. But just, you know, on the kickoffs as well, he's got three total kick returns. The two of them have went for 47 total yards.
122 receiving yards as well for Furburn. He'll line up to the right side on first and 10 from the 27. Little ball between the hashes. Darian Massey, quarterback. Ramey in motion from left to right. It'll be a give to him. Now a reverse coming on it. Here's Furburn. The 25, and he's chopped down there. That is Drew Gibbs on a big tackle. The loss of 2 yards on that play to Furburn.
And the only thing better than getting the outside contain is also making the tackle there. Huge, huge play for the Centralia defense.
Actually give it a full loss of 3. So second down and 13 coming up for the Tigers as we're under now 8.5 minutes to go in the game. Two receivers split left, two to the right. Jalen Massey is to the right of Darian Massey. All spotted in near the left hash. Darian takes the snap to throw, throws in the left flat, and it's dropped. Ramey was the intended target. Just goes right through his hands into the turf. That is now 5 consecutive incompletions for Darian Massey.
Third down and 13.
You know, at halftime, you looked at this and what Darian Massey did throwing the football. At one point, he was 12 of 17 for 217 yards, but he's missed again on his last 5. Needs a big completion here on 3rd and 13. Two receivers each way. Furburn in the slot to the left side. Linden operates from right to left. 8:14 to go. Furburn in motion from left to right. Darian Massey takes the snap. Looks to the right side. Steps up. Throws the ball back over the middle. It's going to be caught. This is Worth. He'll get to the 35-yard line and be about 3 yards short of a first down.
Number 11, Casey Worth, he's tackled by number 6, Jared Long.
So that's going to set up a fourth down and about 4 coming up. Fourth and 3 coming up for the Tigers. Ball spotted at the 35-yard line. And right now, the Tigers are in punt formation. High snap, pulled down. Orburn gets the punt away, but it's not a good one. It's a low spinner that'll go out of bounds at the 45-yard line, closer to midfield. They're going to mark it out at midfield. So a punt of, what, 15 yards? I'm kind of interested that Linda did punt the football away there with only 7 minutes to go.
Yeah, it'd be
trailing 46-22.
Oh, sorry, John. It would be different if they completely flipped the field there, but, I mean, realistically, you're looking the same as a 12-yard interception throw. I think, you know, you got to let your offense at least go for it on that.
And actually, they're going to start at 1st and 10 into Linden territory at the 48-yard line, 47.5-yard line. And Ethan McNally back to throw. Steps up, rolls left, and he's going to take down and be sacked. All the way back at the 48-yard line of Centralia. That's a loss of about 3 or 4, maybe closer to 5 yards. It's called a full loss of 5, the 49. And it'll set up 2nd and 15.
And with that punt, staying in Linden territory, once again, John, that's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Your 6th total possession for Centralia starting in Linden territory.
2nd and about 15 here for the Panthers. Malley gives the ball on the right side. He's got some blockers. Breaks free of the 45-40. Still on the speed of the 35. Now Britt gets outside the 30. Finally, the 25-yard line. He's jumped out of bounds. And a solid run for Jared Blaha, 26 yards. It's the best run of the day for Jared Blaha.
I love how patient of a runner he is, John. Once he gets to that second level, you know, he keeps his feet moving. He's very quick, but he knows he can get, you know, turn on the jets and get that next boost of speed. So he waits, kind of scans the area, finds a hole, and gets going.
This is Drew Gibbs straight up the middle on first and 10 from the 24. He'll get inside of the 20 down to the 18. A solid gain of about 5, maybe 6 yards on first down. They'll give him about 5 yards. Now to 6:23 to go in the game. So second and 5 coming up for the Panthers from the 19-yard line on Linden. This is again Gibbs straight up the middle. Steps sideways, runs inside of the 15, carries, tacklers down to the 11-yard line. 8-yard pickup for Gibbs, and that'll move the chains again.
First down for the Panthers.
Well, that'll put it under 6 minutes to go. And Centralia leads 46-22.
The Centralia offense is basically doing whatever they want on the rushing attack right now, Johnny.
First and 10 with 5:33 to go. This is Blaha on the direct snap, running to the left side, getting a block from McNally, trying to get to the edge. A flag is down right at the line of scrimmage as Blaha is tackled for a short gain of a couple.
Tackle made by Jalen Massey.
So we await. Actually, there's a couple of flags down. There's one back on this near side as well at about the 9-8 yard line. So here's the call from our referee. That's going to be a hold against Centralia. And we're also going to get an illegal block below the waist against Centralia.
Below the waist against Panthers.
So we'll see what penalty is accepted as Coach Jones comes out from the sideline over there on the far side for Linden. So they'll take the block below the waist penalty. So they'll mark it off. That is a 15-yarder back to the 25-yard line. Fifth penalty for 55 yards against the Panthers tonight. So this game overall, you look at it, I mean, Centralia led 33-6. Linden came back, made it a 33-22 game at the half. But it's been a domination by Centralia so far here in the second half. There's Jared Blaha on first and 15. He's going to break free to the 15, the 10-5, touchdown. The Panthers have another one on the ground this time. It's the second from Jared Blaha from 25 yards out. And the Panthers have put 50 on the scoreboard here tonight.
And we talked about him getting to that second level and that quick burst of speed. He knew as soon as he broke that first tackle in the backfield, nothing but green grass in front of him. He just turned on the jets and they went untouched the rest of the way.
Now that puts Blaha over 100 yards rushing tonight. For 2 touchdowns, and here's Reineke for the PAT with 4:59 to go. Good snap. Good hold. The kick. It is good. Timeout on the field with 4:59 to go in the game. It's now 53-22. Centralia leads on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is American Diabetes Month and time to communicate the seriousness of diabetes and the importance of diabetes prevention and control. Nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital has a Healthy Living with Diabetes education program for our community. If you want more information about our diabetes education program or the support group, contact Leah Heinen or Becky Barkowski at 785-336-6181. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Alongside Dustin Gosa, Johnny came back with you. Seth Tollison taking care of us back at our studios. 4:59 to go. It is 53-22. Centralia and Ali's Linden. It's a dominant performance by the Panthers. The first quarter, the entire second half so far. Second quarter is the only time that really look at it, the second quarter, the final 6-7 minutes is all. That really, Linden has showed a ton of life here tonight. 4:59 to go, and Reineke will tee it back up.
Take on from the Panthers coming.
Another booming kick by Reineke. He'll drive for a run back to his own 8-yard line. On the return, straight up the middle, the 25, the 30, still on his feet. Finally gets across the 35 before he's shoved down. Good return. Furburn, 27-yard return.
All the way back to about the 36-yard line. Tackle made by Brock Reineke.
And Dustin, you just look back at these last three possessions for Linden here in the second half. Just really nothing to show for. Three turnovers on downs.
Yeah, the first possession went, you know, 9 plays before the turnovers on downs, but back-to-back possessions with 4 and outs. And that's just not something you can do when you're trying to win a football game against the Centralia team.
Here's a run to the right side on first down. And a flag flies very, very late. As Ethan Ramey
with the carry.
And that carry across the 40-yard line, about the 43-yard line for a gain. 5 or 6. It'll be a dead ball, personal foul against the Linden.
The Tigers, dead ball, personal foul against the Panthers. Offsetting penalties.
So after the 6-yard carry, they'll mark off the penalty. Actually, it was offsetting penalties there. So, let's see what the call is here. 4:39 remaining, 53-22 Centralia. So, if it holds, it's 2nd and 4 coming up for Linden, and that is exactly what it'll be. So, both of those penalties were after the play, so they would just offset and keep the 6-yard carry for Ramey to make it 2nd and 4.
Still more deliberation over there between the white hat and Scott Jones. They're trying to figure out where the ball is supposed to be spotted.
Now they've got the 42, and now Coach Glatzik is asking for some clarification. And now Coach Glasson just shakes his head and says, okay, let's get it back going. 4:39 to go. I mean, this is a point in the game where you don't want to see things start to get a little chippy with, you know, this game pretty much already in the favor of Centralia. I mean, you don't want anything to get out of hand. And I would imagine that at some point here in the next couple of minutes, Centralia would start to get some of those guys out of there. Here's Ramey on another carry, this time to the left side. Good tackle by Ethan McNally. It's going to be close to a first down, depending on the spot. Looks like right now it's going to be a couple inches short. It is going to be a few inches short of a first down.
Yeah, you said it right there, John. Just, you know, winding down this game, especially if you're Centralia. One, you don't want to get any players hurt, but two, you know, anything about to happen with suspensions or anything, you have a date with the powerhouse of Olpe next week. The last thing you want is, you know, some of your heavy hitters, especially on this defense, having to sit out.
Third down and a couple of feet. Jalen Massey on the carry. Over the left side, looks like he's got enough for the first down, depending on the spot. We'll see. They'll mark it down, and they'll say first down.
Drew Gibbs in on the tackle. Tigers on the first down.
4 minutes to go now. First and 10 for Linden from the 46.
First and 10 from the Tigers, 46.
Two receivers split to the left, two to the right. Darian Massey in the shotgun with Jalen Massey to his left. Ferber in motion from right to left. This will be a give to Jalen Massey to the right side. He's hit immediately, and a flag flies late. Massey with no gain on the play. It'll bring it second and 10. I'm really surprised that Linden is not throwing the football and trying to hurry at all.
You know, this late in the game, John, you know, running the football is just kind of waving the white flag here.
Just kind of go back to that fourth down play earlier, too, that Linden decided to punt the ball away and not go for it. You just feel like that Linden really has kind of waved the white flag here tonight. 3:33 to go with another flag down as they are going to wave off the flag.
Waving this flag off. No penalty.
This game continues just to kind of drag on a little bit.
Second down, 10.
So now we'll start the clock, 3:32 to go. Second and 10 coming up for the Tigers. Massey in the shotgun, Darian, Jalen to his right. Here's Ramey on a jet sweep, now the reverse. Now we'll toss it back to Darian Massey. He has a man, he's going to throw it deep. Has a man wide open, and the catch is made at the 30-yard line. Tackle inside of the 25. That was Ethan Ramey on the reception. It's a 32-yard pitch and catch. One of the best plays of the night for the Tigers. Really, the trick plays have been the best offense tonight for the Tigers. We saw a hook and ladder earlier in the game for a 50-yard touchdown. Onside kick. And right there, a reverse. A pass by the quarterback for 32 yards.
And don't forget the two-point conversion, the jump pass from the backfield from the running back.
Now there's a swing pass to the left side to Ferburn, but he just bobbles it and it falls to the turf incomplete. Darian Massey now 14 of 26 in the game for 259 yards. He does have two interceptions all the night. That came back in the first half. Clock stop, second and 10 with 2:43 to go. Charlie leads 53-22. Now the only question is whether the Panthers will get to host Olpe next week. Olpe wins 28-0. Olpe pitched their ninth shutout this season. They have allowed just 12 total points all year long. Absolute juggernaut of a defense. Massey to throw. Steps up. Throws back over the middle. That's going to be picked off. Coming back on the return for Centralia is Brody Grossnickel. He'll get to the 25-yard line and be shoved out at the 27, the third interception of the night for Massey. The Trillia defense has just seemed to make big plays when they needed it. Another one there is Grossnickel gets the interception. Four total turnovers tonight for the Linden offense. Three interceptions, a fumble. They've also turned it over on downs a couple of times.
Yeah, if you look at it, you have the three interceptions and the fumble, and then you also have four turnovers on downs, eight total turnovers if you count the turnovers on downs tonight.
First and 10, here's Gibbs just up the middle on direct snap. Gets across the 30-yard line. A gain of 4 yards for Gibbs. Sets up second and 6.
And you mentioned it earlier, John, you know, kind of the and we talked about it earlier, you know, with Opie, you know, coming away with the win tonight. You know, Centralia pulling this one off. When you draw the line for the East and West teams, they are sitting right on that line. You don't really know. I mean, it might be a few miles one way or the other. So it's going to kind of be a toss-up, more of a coin flip on who gets to host next week.
Talking to some people down in Opie tonight, they seem to think they're going to come here next week, but we don't want to obviously say that until anything is completely official. Second down and 5. There's Blaha on a run to the right side, bounces it out, and a great open field tackle by Toby Miller as he gets Blaha down at the 20 and 33-yard line for a gain of 3 yards. So sets up third down and 3.
Third and 3.
1:15 to go. Third down and about 3.5, close to 4. The Panthers look like they may just run this all the way down, and now they are going to bring Ethan McNally to the sideline, but he'll actually get a quick play and now run back into the huddle. Mac Judge has started his count. Centralia right back onto the football. Third down and about 3. This is just Gibbs straight up the middle. Powell Ford, he's got the first down, and that's going to seal it. He'll get to the 38-yard line, gain 6 yards, and you can go into victory formation now if you're the Panthers. 43.7 seconds to go. The Panthers now go into victory formation, and they know they're into the sub-state round coming up next week. Here's the victory formation. McNally will get under center. There's the snap. He'll kneel down on it. And that'll be it. Final score tonight. Centralia 53, Linden 22. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back with highlights and statistics. We'll try to summarize this game when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lindquist.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
This is Chris York with JBN Telephone Company.
JBN offers speeds up to 100 megs a second. We service Barnes, Fairview, Soldier, Wetmore, Corning, Netawaka, Gulf, and Havensville. We're local, reliable. We work hard to do the right thing right. You can learn more about JBN Telephone Company at www.jbntelco.com. JBN Telephone Company, where we do the right thing right since 1955.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. 53-22 the final. Centralia wins it over Linden. So Centralia is into the sub-state round of Class 1A coming up next week. They'll take on the juggernaut that is the 11-0 Opie Eagles. Johnny came back with you. Dustin goes alongside of me. Seth Collison taking care of us back at the studios. Well, you look at this game, Centralia got up 33-6 in the first half. Linden, though, came back. They made it a 33-22 game at intermission, and Linden got the ball to start the third quarter, and you looked at it and you said, you know, if Linden can put a drive together here and score, they would really have all the momentum here tonight. But Linden started off the third quarter. They turned it over on downs after going on a nine-play drive that took over 4 minutes off the clock. And Centralia got the ball for their opening drive. They go 10 plays, 65 yards, and take control back on a 7-yard rushing touchdown by Ethan McNally. Wow, now we'll line up to the right of McNally on second and goal from the 7. The ball between the hashes. This is McNally straight ahead. Pounds his way inside of the 5-yard line to the goal line. He's in. The fifth rushing touchdown of the night for Ethan McNally. Centralia finally has been taking control of this game back. Right after that, Linden again, only 4 plays before they turn it over on down, and Centralia put the game away with a rushing touchdown again, this time from Jared Blaha. Fourth and goal from the 1. This time it's Blaha, though, to the right side, tries to cut it back inside of the edge. He's in. The first rushing touchdown of the night for Jared Blaha on the season. That is number 6 for the senior. Linden would turn it over again on downs, and Blaha for the second straight possession, again, would find pay dirt. There's Jared Blaha on first and 15. He's going to break free to the 15, the 10, 5, touchdown. The Panthers have another one on the ground this time. It's the second from Jared Blaha from 25 yards out. That made it 53-22. Linden got the football back, and it would prove to be their final drive of the game, and it ends with a third interception by the Panther defense. Massey to throw, steps up, throws back over the middle. That's going to be picked off. Coming back on the return for Centralia is Brody Grossnickel. He'll get to the 25-yard line and be shoved out at the 27, the third interception of the night for Massey. So the fourth official turnover for the Tigers, and the Centralia defense officially ends it with a 53-22 final. So, Dustin, you just look back at this. I mean, Linden, they just continued to shoot themselves in the foot all night long. And then in the fourth quarter, you hate to say it, but it almost feels like they kind of just gave up. After they got down a couple of scores there, and it just that fourth quarter, just they didn't seem like they had much fight in them.
Yeah, especially when they took their early lead. And, you know, we talked about, you know, who's going to strike first and set the tone. And that was what Linden did. And then it just seemed like every offensive possession after that, you know, the interceptions, Centralia's defense really turning it on. But Darian Massey, we had talked about, you know, all the completions that he had had in a row at one point in time. You know, I think he had 5 total incompletions, a couple interceptions there. But then he went on a kind of a cold streak, you know, throwing, I think it was 7 or 8 incompletes in a row. You know, he asked that individually statistic-wise, it didn't look good, but he was having a pretty good game before that. But, you know, on offense, Linden really didn't, you know, put really good drives together. Centralia's defense just really stepped up when they needed to. And I think that was the tail of the tape here. You know, other than that, the quick little scare right before half, Centralia, you know, had this game well wrapped up early in the second half.
Now looking at the final statistics, they are brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll begin with the Linden Tigers. They finished with 324 total yards of offense, 259 come through the air, 65 yards on the ground, and only averaged 2.4 yards per carry individually. Jalen Massey, 15 carries for 34 yards. Darian Massey, 2 carries for 14 yards. Evan Furburn, 5 carries for no yards. Ethan Ramey, 5 carries for 17 yards. Passing the football, Darian Massey, 14 completions and 27 attempts for 259 yards and all three scores. Jalen Massey had 2 receptions for 59 yards and 1 score. Toby Miller, 3 receptions for 17 yards. Evan Furburn, 5 for 122 and a score. Ethan Ramey, he had 2 for 43 yards and a touchdown. And Keyson Worth, 2 for 18. Couple of penalties for Linden on the night for 20 yards, as again, they will end their season tonight with a record of 6-4. Centralia, meanwhile, 330 total yards of offense, only 9 yards through the year, only had to throw one time because they ran for 321 yards on 49 carries, averaging 6.6 yards per carry. Trent Talley, 3 carries for 6 yards, he had a touchdown. Drew Gibbs, 6 carries for 29 yards. Jared Blaha, at 14 carries for 113 yards and 2 scores. Ethan McNally, he finished with 173 yards on 25 rushing touchdowns. Ethan McNally was 1 of 1 through the air as well for 9 yards. That one completion went to Reese Tanking. 5 penalties on the night, 55 yards as well for the Panthers as they improve to 9-2 overall and await the Opie Eagles coming up next Friday night in the sub-state round. Opie will beat Jeff County North tonight 28-0. So Opie is 11-0. Centralia again 9-2 overall after the bye in week one of the playoffs. A 41-0 win over Valley Heights last week and a 53-22 victory here tonight. One final thing to do, we'll take a timeout. We'll come back, then we'll pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. That's when we return after a quick timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. With the holidays approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like account numbers or social security numbers, that is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. If you have received a call from someone and have given out your personal information, please call us as soon as possible. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back one final time here to Centralia. Again, the final score, the Panthers move on to the sub-state round in Class 1A with a 53-22 victory over the Linden Tigers. One final thing to do, that's to pick our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha player of the game. And, well, I think it's a pretty easy decision tonight who our player of the game is. I mean, you look at what Ethan McNally did tonight, 173 yards on 26 carries, 5 rushing touchdowns, and not only that, defensively he was everywhere. He had a fumble recovery tonight. He did it all for the Panthers this evening.
Yeah, he really showed up on the field, and, you know, we talked about it over the break, just not only offensively but defensively, but there were plenty of times there, John. You know, he had the 5 touchdowns. He had a good chance to get 8 tonight. You know, get just little stops here, getting down at the 1-yard line and then handed it to the running back. But McNally definitely had a chance to score 7 or 8 touchdowns tonight. So, you know, hats off to him. What a great athlete on both sides of the ball, getting it done. And, you know, he's going to need to bring some energy next week when they play Opie.
So he will be our player of the game tonight. Our post-game show here brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Be Outdoors Real Estate, our post-game sponsor here on FM 103.9 KNZA. Make sure you check out MSDSports.net. We'll have complete brackets and everything to get you caught up here on this sectional round of the 2021 high school football playoffs. And we'll let you know if it will be Opie at Centralia coming up next week as well. So that'll wrap things up. I want to thank everyone for tuning in with us. For our man Seth, taking care of us back at the studios. Seth, thank you as always. Dustin Gosa alongside me is the Johnny Cane saying so long here from Centralia High School as the Panthers move on in the sectional round of the 1A playoffs, a 53-22 victory over the Linden Tigers. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Johnny Cane.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
Quarter till, it's 15 minutes before the next news break at the top of the hour.
Here's your Kansaland Radio.